players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on CARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our CARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on CARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
From Guy Galley Field on the campus of Bar Hill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where it's high school football tonight on CARE Radio. MHMA plays host to Riverside in the Northeast Kansas League. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts. And Gus, schools like to get things underway, and they're pushing things along here on homecoming. Bar Hill Mount Academy is taking the opening kickoff. They're going to have it first and 10 at their own 37-yard line in the Ravens before the first snap of the game took a timeout. So they're going to come out over the football 6 seconds into the game, first and 10 at their own 37. Quarterback Luke Siebert, a trio of running backs around him. He'll take the snap and hand off, tailback bouncing outside, the young man who brought the kickoff back, and that is Owen Dulac. So Owen will get the first carry of the ball game, and there will be no gain. It'll bring up a second down 10 as Hunter Hartman, outside linebacker, making the stop on the play. Can I put a 4 right here, maybe? Sure. And now the Ravens on a second down. They're going to say he lost a yard. Second down and 11. Everybody going to be out of the backfield. Quarterback Siebert back alone. Looks right. Lobs one downfield. Once he's running back to run underneath that end. He'll catch it. 30, 25. Put a touchdown on the board for the Ravens on the second play of the game. MHMA from 64 yards away. They are on the board at 11:09 to go in the opening quarter.
That time it was just step back for Siebert. Look to the right. Namari Shepherd runs under it. And MHMA quickly on the board.
So, Gus, is that why they took the timeout? Did they see something? Did they want to see something?
No, they were confused.
Like,
you can't come off the field or come onto the field with 12 guys. That was probably some of the issue. So Morehill Mount Academy with a good, quick strike. And we're going to talk about this. That was a very important drive for the Ravens here tonight.
Nathan Rappinger in for the PAT. It is down. It is up. Got some height. Got some length. Count it. And we're taking a timeout. Joseph right out the gate with 11:09 to go in the opening quarter. MHMA 7 and the Cyclones coming up.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, Gus, in our last two games, we haven't gotten a minute into the game before we've had the first score of the contest. And MHMA, at 11:09 to go in the first, strikes quickly. That was a beautiful play. I loved it. Siebert, the best thing you can do when you got a big, tall, long receiver like Amari Shepard is lay it out there, let him run underneath it.
Yeah, just throw the ball up, let the guy run underneath it. Great job right there for Moore Hill Mount Academy's offense. And for Riverside, they're going to be set to handle the ball for the first time this evening.
For the return for Riverside, you're going to have Tyzel Harrington and you're going to have Gunnar Kiefer back there. And it's going to be Harrington watching it roll and roll. He's going to pick it up at the 10. It's rolling around inside the 15 and down to the 10-yard line. Tyzel thought that thing was going to go out of bounds. I thought it was going to go out of bounds. It hit the ground at the hash mark. Stadium plane just kept rolling down in the field of play.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Tyzel looked at that ball and didn't take into account one thing. I don't think this field's been mowed since May, right? But it is a very thick, very plush field. So when the ball hits, it's not going to skip and bound quickly. It's going to hit and die. It's just like, you know, that ground ball between short and third. It's just going to kind of roll dead there. And that's just one of those things that Tyzel's got to figure that out. The ball all the way back inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cyclones.
And quarterback Beckham Griffin, the junior. Little handoff, first play, tries the right side, nothing doing. He gets to the 15-yard line, can't even by yards, second and 9. As fields go, it's pretty, but what it is not is a fast track. This is not exactly AstroTurf field out here right now. It is long. And with that, it is not going to play fast.
Speaking of not going to play fast, that's what we were going to talk about here in this first possession for Riverside. They are a team that has no problem huddling up, taking a little time, and you know what else they like to do? They like to run the football, and they've got some really good backs.
They're going to go trips left and run the ball into the right side. Good running room and across the 20 up to around the 22, 23, and very close to the first down, maybe about a yard short. Carrying the ball is going to be Mason Hayes. We watched this Riverside team, what, 2 weeks ago in Effingham at ACCHS homecoming, and we watched them basically run Hayes in the first half and then Moore, Elijah Moore, in the second half. The speedy little side-to-side darting around running back to start the game, and then Elijah Moore, the big bruiser, coming in the second half to give a little change of pace. And they're going to save it up for the first down. A good mark of the ball at the 24-yard line, first and 10 at Riverside. A couple of minutes into the game, and the Ravens in front, 7-0, but Riverside on his first possession, looking to move the ball. QB's back, flares one, right side, has his man open downfield. He's hit in the backfield. What an outstanding defensive play with a tackle back at the 20-yard line and a loss of 4.
That time, Jason Campbell, the sophomore, came up and made the open field tackle. I'm going to say a loss of a couple on the play, and let's call it a 2nd and 12 for Riverside.
Yeah, Beckham Griffin was just going to flare it over into the flat, let his guy get a lead block, and then go one-on-one down the field. Well, the lead block was shut down there by Campbell, and he made a really, really nice play. 2nd down and long, 2nd and 11 for Riverside, 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Again, 2 to the left and 2 to the right. Griffin with a very long count goes motion right. Well, hand off to the motion man. Hit in the backfield. Dropped at the 18-yard line. Raven defense red hot. That was Owen Dulac.
That time Owen Dulac came screaming through and did a great job of making an open field tackle, a little one-on-one right there. A loss of 3 on it. It's going to bring up now a 3rd and 15.
You got to understand this MHMA team threw a shutout last week with Maranatha. So their defense is playing very, very well. 3rd down and long. 3rd and 15 inside their own 25-yard line for Riverside.
And the snap is back. The quarterback wasn't ready for it. The center just snapped it. And the QB's going to throw it to an open man over the middle. He'll catch it at the 30, but be short of the first down. That was a near disaster for the Cyclones as Beckham Griffin was looking around and Caleb Cantron snapped the ball. It was a play that started off a little crazy, and now the official's going to stop play and bring in the sticks. Is that thing right there?
It's a football length or more short, isn't it?
You're going to trust the line?
Well, I guess that's my mistake.
I see this one here. You talk about Moorhill Mount Academy. Last week they beat Maranatha 65-12, and tonight Maranatha going to be the first team done in the state.
There we go. It is about like football short.
Now, and how's that? They're not going to play Rossville after all, and so Rossville with a 1-0 win tonight against Maranatha. And for Rossville,
it's win number one.
Win number one, so Maranatha taking the L, and for Rossville, they're going to get their first win of the season here tonight.
And a district play, so that's a big one. It is fourth down and the length of the football.
Okay,
Riverside thinking about running this thing, and I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Oh, say, wouldn't you run this thing and bring in Elijah Moore?
From your own 33-yard line, and they are taking a world of time. They're going to get to the late call. They're going to have to take a timeout here pretty quickly. This is taking forever.
Yeah, you got to remember, though, after the sticks came in, you're going to get a fresh clock.
Again, two to the left and two to the right. Nobody in the backfield with Beckham Griffin. Ravens looking at him, and a snap is going to be taken. I don't know, that man must have taken that snap and lunged forward for the first down.
Yes. So what they did, everybody was looking, and Griffin standing back. They had a tight end under center who just took the snap and walked forward. Picks up 2 yards when he needed the length of a football. We are down to 7:28 left here in the first quarter, and this is the kind of drive that you expect from Riverside. They've held the ball for a while. They haven't picked up a whole lot of yards, but they picked up a couple first downs, and this is the kind of game that Riverside wants to play.
First and 10 for the Cyclones at their own 36-yard line. Single running back behind quarterback Griffin. QB's back, pumps once, throws it over to the near flat where it's going to be caught at the line of scrimmage, running it up the right side, picking up a first down across the 45-yard line, right at the first down stick, and a gain of 10. And I'll tell you who I'm impressed with. See the center? He was leading that play downfield. I don't know how he was not already too far downfield when that pass went.
Yeah, I mean, he did a great job. That was Caleb Catcher on the center, a big senior. And you know what his advantage is? He's a smaller guy going against Deron Dikumbe, the big defensive tackle. You just ran right by Dikumbe and said, hey, if you want to go after the quarterback, go after the quarterback. I don't really need to block you on this play because, again, you're starting to look around and you decide that guy can't make a play 10 yards downfield.
At their own 46-yard line, QB's back, looking deep this time, and he's going to way overshoot his intended receiver all the way down to the Raymond 20-yard line. It is incomplete. Had the pass been more accurate, that was good for a lot of yardage. Going to Keegan Hughes, just racing down the right sideline.
Yeah, and the problem was the quarterback that time, Beckham Griffin, didn't put enough air underneath that football, right? He threw that thing a little more on a line, whereas if you look back to the first possession in the game, Luke Siebert put lots of air underneath that pass to Amari Shepard. So for Riverside, a very rare pass play. They find themselves stopping the clock with 6:21 left here in the first quarter.
Riverside doing what we've seen them do before, and that is predominantly go to the right. Even though they're going to go trips to the left side, which is the wide side of the field, they've been going to the right side in this opening quarter. QB has it. He's going to keep it himself on a delay draw. Gets it across midfield, and he's going to pick up about 8 just on a little straight-ahead run. Goes Beckham Griffin, James Peltzer with the Raven tackle, 3rd down 2. And yeah, Riverside's in 4-down territory here.
I think they were about the 35-yard line, right?
Absolutely.
Like, because, again, they just feel like they've got an offense that they have a lot of faith in, and right now you're looking at a 3rd and 2. So, again, pick up 1 yard here, and you're looking at your 4th and 1. Instead, they're going to spread the field out a little bit, go trips to the left, one to the right, and they're going to run into a true pistol.
3rd down called at the Raymond 46. Handoff fullback, straight ahead running, gets the 1st down. Needed 2, got 2. They'll move the chains and keep the drive alive. And this time they did go to one of their big running backs, Keegan Hughes.
Yeah, and that time Deron Dikumbe jumped on the back of the running back, and they're going to actually say he was able to stop the back a little short. That'll bring up fourth and about the length of a football here. For the last time Riverside had this, they picked it up with a little trickery, having that tight end come up under center. Let's see what they elect to do here. 7-0 Ravens in front of the opening quarter, but only 5 minutes to go in the first. Right to the right side is going to be Hughes. Two receivers to the left. Quarterback is going to go up under center. They look for the push. They get it. He'll bounce outside. Got a yard. That's all they needed. First down. And again, the Cyclones get what they need. They don't get a lot of extra. They're not piling on the yards, but they are moving it downfield. They are taking the time off the clock. And look at the score. That play right there by Beckham Griffin, a little crazy as a fourth and one type play. He took the snap, realized that the defensive end, instead of staying home, crashed down, and he said, okay, I'll just run outside and pick up the 2 yards. A very heads-up play right there by the junior quarterback. At the Raven 43-yard line, here comes the Cyclone offense. It's very methodical. Now a running back on each side of the quarterback, Griffin. Left man will go to the outside, a little bit of motion. They will throw to him in the left flat. He will catch it at the 45, breaks the tackle, end of the 40-yard line, give him a couple of yards on the play. So how about this? We are now 7 minutes into this drive for Riverside. Clock all the way down to 4:05, and that's why we talked about a little bit right after that touchdown that was a big play for Moorhill Mount Academy, because playing Riverside is a lot like playing Jackson Heights. You're going to have limited possessions in a ball game because, again, they are going to take their time, they're going to huddle, and there's not a lot that's going to speed them up other than getting a lead and pulling away from them. Inside the Raven 30-yard line is 2nd and 7, Riverside. 3.5 to go in a quickly moving opening quarter. Handoff, running back, tries right side, gets a block, goes inside to the 35, stood at the 30, and we're going to get our first penalty marker of the game as it's a hold. And I'm going to tell you, when you're 6'2" and 290, pretty easy to spot you when you hold on to somebody out there. And there's a preliminary indication. And this is, Gus, the kryptonite for this offense, okay? This offense is perfect if you can matriculate 3 and 4 at a time, 3 and 4 at a time, and keep the drive going. But now, the penalty throws a monkey wrench in all of that, because now instead of 3 and 4, you need 6 and 7. Yeah, you hear in coach speak, if you will, right? Like, you want to play ahead of the chains. You can't get behind the chains. And right now, Riverside finds themselves behind the chains in the fact that it's 2nd and 15, and they are a 3 to 4 yard offense. And again, there's not enough plays to be able to get those 15 yards.
No, what it does is make you have to get out of your game plan, out of your comfort zone. Do things that you don't want to or like to or maybe aren't really good at doing.
We're going to find out here on a 2nd down 15 just across midfield for Riverside. Inside 3 minutes to go. Quarterback is back. A little bit of a broken play. Fires one. Right side has his man. That was a spectacular catch for a 5-yard gain. Caught that ball literally above his head and maybe even behind his head a little bit. Nicely done. 2nd down at 10. That time it was Darian Hernandez working against Jack Moore out there, able to pick up half of the penalty. So now you're looking at a 3rd and 10. Junior Ian Bose will check into the Raven defensive unit on his 3rd down 10 call. So for the Ravens, look, we're playing what, cover 2 back here? You got two guys 15, 18 yards deep. And the idea of those two high safeties is that you're not going to allow somebody to pick up a 1st down in front of you. But again, you gotta kind of protect that 30-yard line. There is nobody between the safeties and the defensive line.
3rd down 10. Quarterback is back. Lost one over the middle. He's got a man wide open. He's going to make a catch, and he's going to pick up the 1st down.
That's the problem. We talked about it a little bit before the play that you weren't going to give up the deep pass 15 yards down the field, and you weren't going to give up the run in between. But you were going to let them take the 15 yards in the middle of the field, and that's exactly what Riverside did right there. Just hit a slant across the middle of the field, able to pick it up, and 2nd timeout.
Yep. Ravens are going to take a timeout defensively here. We're going to enjoy it with them with exactly 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. It's Moorhill Mount Academy 7, Riverside nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here at Guy Galley Field in Atchison, Kansas, where it's homecoming 2024 for Marhill Mount Academy. Lots of fans on hand, lots of alumni coming in. There will be the coronation of the homecoming royalty at halftime. But right now, the business at hand is this football game, and the Ravens broke out on top on the second play of the game as they scored with 11:09 to play in the opening quarter. Since then, Riverside has taken the ball. They've taken 9 minutes off the clock and are still driving. It is first and 10 of the Raven, 27-yard line. This is classic Riverside football.
Yeah, this is what we saw from them 2 weeks ago as they were in Eponym, right? We saw them go all the way down the field. That one they weren't able to cap off with the touchdown. So, again, can they get that red zone offense clicking tonight?
Well, this time the handoff is going to go into the middle. It's Mason Hayes with the carry, and the Ravens saw it coming. Big bear hug and a tackle in the middle, and MHMA will stop the play, and a loss of about 3 ensues.
Yeah, so a loss on first down. Now you're sitting yourself back. You're looking at 2nd and 13, a minute 36 left here in this first quarter of play, and 4. Wow. Jeff West and Hiawatha already at the end of a quarter at 0-0.
Now here's the thing. We talked about a minute ago. The penalty is the kryptonite, but here's the biggest thing about the penalty. You get it down over. This time you lose 5 yards, but now it's 2nd down. So your opportunities become limited. And again, the Ravens have a huge gap in the middle. Quarterback is back, rolling right, makes a late pitch, running back, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to lose another yard or two.
That time, great job coming up, making the stop on the play for Morehill Mount Academy, and that's going to be the junior, Ian Bose.
And right now, Riverside is, because oddly enough, not taking what the Ravens are offering. We'll see what they decide to do here on the 3rd down 15 at the Ravens 31-yard line in what very well may be the final play of the opening quarter. Can you believe it? Riverside has been almost 11 minutes with the football, and they are still not to the 30-yard line. It is a 3rd down.
Go deep.
3rd down 15. Motion left. QB's back. Deep drop, deep drop. Now he's chased. Runs out of the pocket, plenty of time, throws it in the traffic, and it's going to be incomplete. That'll bring up a 4th down with 20 seconds left in the opening quarter.
That time, Morehill Mount Academy brought their safeties up into the box. You knew you had one-on-one on the outside. So, again, perfect opportunity to try to throw the ball deep. Riverside did that. They just weren't able to find an open receiver. Great job of coverage downfield for Morehill Mount Academy. Now,
decision time. Are you going to punt? You're going to play.
MHMA, you look out on the field, and Owen Dulac has dropped back to the 5, and he's motioning over to the coaching staff that he's expecting a kick right here.
Line of scrimmage is a 31-yard line, and we're going to get a timeout. We're going to hang on to it here, Joseph, this late in this opening quarter. As for Riverside, this is a pivotal play early in the game. If you're going to establish yourself as that grind it down the field to keep the ball control thing going team, you need to keep the ball right here, and you need to go for it on 4th down, even if it is 4th and 15. Fortunately for Riverside, they're deep enough in Raven territory that if you turn it over on downs, at least you're not giving it up midfield or worse.
Yeah, and so for Riverside, you come out on this play, and I mean, yeah, I think you probably go ahead and just throw the ball deep, right? Hope for maybe pass interference. You hope for if there's an interception deep, all of a sudden it works like a punt.
You know what I try? They have continued to go right. Left side's a wide side. I would get something to somebody out here on the near side, and let's see a foot race. Let's see what kind of speed you got. Because I do think Riverside has some bleak athletes.
But for the Ravens, pretty fast guy over here, Amari Shepard. He's got the single coverage over here on the outside.
Yeah, he's working one-on-one with the sophomore, Keegan Hughes, and he's not getting any help over the top.
Here we go, fourth down. QB's going to flare it over to the right side. They're going to go back to their bread and butter down the sideline, and they get some yardage, but they don't get enough. And the Ravens defense holds it, and they'll take the ball back over on downs. They gave up about 10 or 11, but they didn't give up the first down. That was 15 yards away.
Yeah, and for Riverside, that's one you tuck back in the playbook and say, hey, we're going to do that again later in the ballgame. That's a great play on third and 15, not fourth and 15. So a great job by Moore Hill Mount Academy. They're going to hold in, how about this, almost 11 minutes off the clock before they get the ball back.
10:56 to be exact on that first possession for Riverside. And they end up empty. That's the killer part. 10:56 is one thing, but coming up with nothing in your pocket, that's another problem. Ravens coming up for the final play of the opening quarter, first and 10 at their own 20. QB will take it, hand off to his tailback, comes straight up the middle, spins and twists, gets across the 35-yard line, bounces up to around the 36, a little push and shoving, and the opening quarter comes to an end. We'll be back after one at Guy Galley Field in Ashes, Kansas, where homecoming 2024 finds Moore Hill Mount Academy leading Riverside 7-0.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Joseph's got it.
Joseph's got everything covered. Joseph, our producer, engineer, the guy on the text thread. If it needs done, he's the guy. It's as simple as that.
Telling you.
Joseph, we appreciate all the stuff you do for us in the studio. Gus Counts with me here upstairs. Tom Counts. And while going to the second quarter, Raven fans smiling a bit as MHMA with a single score lead in front 7-0.
Now, the bigger question is for Moore Hill Mount Academy as they come out with looking at a 2nd and 4 right here, how long before you go back to the well and try to hit Amari on that long pass like you did on the first possession?
Depends on what the defense does, and I'm saying everybody's within about 7 yards of the line of scrimmage, so it could be now.
Yeah, it's going to be man coverage, no high.
Nothing safety over the top. Second down 4, Ravens at their own 26. Motion near side, Dulac. Quarterback takes a low snap, rolls right, looking downfield. Now he just lobs it, throws it, and it's going to go out of bounds. Do we got a marker back there around where the quarterback was brought down?
We do, and it happened during, it had to be a hold because it happened while the quarterback continued to roll out to his right.
So I have a question for you. Do we have just a new jersey or do we have a new quarterback? That's my question for you. Because we started with 2 and now we got 12. Okay, that's Luke wearing 12 out there. Okay, I'm going to fix that.
Is he?
Yeah, that's easy enough. Boom. All right. So the penalty, it's going to be a little holding call. It's going to push the ball back inside the 20-yard line. Ravens will be facing a 2nd down at about 13. And now we've got a penalty marker coming from deep in the offensive backfield, and you expect an offensive penalty here?
Yeah, I don't think we are counting. We not count 12?
Legal procedure, Ravens. So we're going to push it back. And, from your own 12-yard line, you got enough green in front of you. You can run pretty much whatever you like, right?
Playbook is wide open right now.
Because there's no play too long for this field. Just underway in the second quarter. High school football this evening here on Care Radio out of the Northeast Kansas League. And the backfield empties for quarterback Luke Siebert on his 2nd down long call. QB rolls, throws short, taken by the first man across the 20, 25-yard line. That's a nice play. You make it manageable. You're second down and about 20. Now you're going to bring your third down at about 7 or 8.
Coming over there to make the tackle, Keegan Hughes, the sophomore for Riverside on the near side. And it'll bring up now a third and, what are we going to call that, 7?
Yeah, I think third down 7. Going to be a shuffling of the defensive line by Riverside.
Yeah, Riverside going to bring in a fresh body up on the front line. Going to be Gavin Schoenfelder, a freshman.
So here comes the Ravens. See what they've got up their sleeve. And the clock has stopped at 11:47. I don't know why. With that completion in the field play. Now the officials going to time out. Ravens are going to take their third timeout of the opening half. Joseph, we're going to take a break at 11:47 to go in the second quarter. It remains MHMA 7 and the Cyclones of Riverside nothing.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
So Ravens coming out of the timeout, go directly up over the football. They're not going to re-huddle, not going to take any time. Quarterback is going to, now he's directed traffic. They're still confused, guys, coming out of the huddle, trying to get everybody where they would like them to be. Trips left, two right, no one in the backfield. They'll flare it over to the near side, needing a block and not getting it. That play is going to go nowhere in a hurry.
Yeah, that time they tried to flare it out into the right flat, but quickly, Keegan Hughes was there to get a hold of the running back, and then Elijah Moore finishes the play off, maybe a gain of a yard on the play. It'll bring him now fourth down for MHMA. And
we have not seen a punt by anyone yet tonight. We're about ready to see one here.
For Morehill Mount Academy, they're going to bring that Owen Dulac into punt. And back deep for Riverside, it's going to be Tyzel Harrington.
And there's the kick. That's a nice one. Going to bound at the 50. Little Raven bounce 45. It'll be down right there. He's running up on the ball and then kind of running into it, running over it, and I don't know
why that official just screwed that whole play up.
Yep.
He just killed a live ball. Wow, that's a rough one. And the Riverside coaching staff is right. This official, it's one of those plays where you're sitting there and you're like, I shouldn't have blown my whistle. Because what happens is if you touch the ball, it stops. If they pick it up and possess it, it kills the play. A return man can pick that ball up and run with it, and the Riverside coaching staff still having a little to-do about it, and they're not wrong. And as an official, see, he's looking at the ground as he walks back. He's saying, man, I'd like to have that one back. But you move on, and for Riverside, great starting field position all the way out to the 44-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there for the Cyclone offense.
But yet the Cyclone offense has no points in the game. Handoff is going to go to the big man. He's going to hit the line. He's going to hit the ground, give him a yard. Not much there for Elijah Moore.
That time, great job by MHMA. Closing that gap quickly, it was Bryce Adams, the big sophomore.
This is a great matchup. You've got a pair of teams, both coming into the game tonight at 2-1, entering district play. There's nothing better than getting that first dub in the district right out of the gate. Kind of puts you in a pretty good spot going into the rest of the season. Second down and give them two. Second down and 8 just across your own 45-yard line for Riverside.
And you talk about the big running back out there, Elijah Moore. He's a guy that we did not see on the first possession of the game.
Keegan Hughes is going to be the man to the near side. Single coverage with him. Second down, long call. Motion will come to the right side. Quarterback's going to get it, but he's going to pitch over to the big guy to the left side, running away from the ball. Carries defenders. Picks up the first down. Breaks tackles at the 30. And inside the 30-yard line, finally down to the 29. And I'm going to tell you what, Elijah Moore, two or three guys hit him, bounced off him like a rubber ball.
And the only reason that play ended is because Elijah Moore ran out of real estate over there. A big run, and Elijah Moore is a guy that we saw them use against ACCHS 2 weeks ago. He is deceivingly quick, right? He's a guy who you look at and you're like, oh, he probably just runs downhill. He has some good shuffle steps. He gets into the hole and gets out of the hole quickly, and that time a nice run on first down.
And speaking of first down, it's in first down here inside the Raymond 20-yard line. We're going to, or the 30 at the 29. Riverside, that was its biggest play of the game. 10.5 to go in the opening half. Again, they're going to go back to more. No, quarterback's going to pull it back, keep it himself, stuck to the left side. And he'll pick up about 5 around the 25-yard line. Whoa! Lots of penalty markers flying way after this play. And now one of the Riverside players is pulling his teammates away from the point of tackle. And the officials are coming up there and having a discussion among themselves and maybe with some of the players as well.
I love it when a marker flies really, really high in the air like that. Catches everybody's attention. A personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Moore Hill Mount Academy. So, tack it on at the end of the run, and we'll see where they're going to go ahead and spot this thing down. Wow.
We're going to be around the 15-ish, right?
Yeah. All the way down to maybe the 12.
There goes the 15, and he's still walking.
So,
my goodness, he's all the way down.
Yeah, like I said, it looks like about the 12, 13 yard
line. So let's call it the 12 like you had it. First and 10, Riverside. Big running plays and then a big, big penalty. And the Ravens have had their, gotten their backs up against the wall. Now the quarterback's turning around and Beckham Griffin's having a word with Elijah Moore saying, okay, here's the Elijah. Don't get in a scuffle down here. Now he turns around and has another word with Elijah. He says, see that spot right there? We're going to hand that ball and you're going to run right through there. First and 10 at the 12. And Moore will take it, starts left, cuts right. He just even turned a body sideways, knife into the end zone, touchdown Cyclone. Simple as that. Elijah Moore got into the middle. He kind of knifed his way forward. And from 12 yards out, the Cyclones get on the board for the first time this evening. And they are a PAT from tying it up.
Well, we talked about it there for just a second. He is a guy that is just quick in and out of his cuts right at the line. Almost knocks over his coach as he gets congratulated on the far side. That was an impressive run by a big running back.
PAT coming up here, looking to tie the game. Putting a toe to the football. It's going to be Chase Hewins, a right foot kicker, held by the quarterback, and he'll put it up, and we're tied. Kicking to break Joseph at 10, 14 to go in the opening half. Riverside has come from behind and tied it. MHMA 7, Riverside 7.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Absolutely beautiful night in Atchison, Kansas on a Friday night for high school football. We're so glad to have you along with us here this evening. Homecoming 2024 for the Ravens. The game tied at 7, 10-14 to play in the first half. 72 degrees right now at game time.
That means tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day in the Mocan.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's going to be fantastic tomorrow. 82 is a high. We've got Benedictine football on family weekend here in Atchison. Gus, I'm under the impression there's not a hotel room between here and Albuquerque to be had between the MHMA homecoming and the Ravens family day. Here's the advance. The boot is away. It over ended. Not terribly deep. Caught on the run at the 15-yard line. Dulac cuts back to the middle of the 30, 35. A little bit of a block. Nice move. And he's going to be down to the 35-yard line.
What a nice return right there by Owen Dulac. He kind of slow played it up the field, and all of a sudden he saw his little gap, hit the gas, and able to get the ball all the way out to the 35-yard line. So a nice return.
And one of the hardest things for a return man, especially in running backs to some extent, to do is to be patient enough to allow those blocks to develop and pick your spot to go.
Yeah, because, again,
you just want to see how fast you can go, but you got to slow down and give those blocks a second to develop.
Everybody's in a hurry these days, right? We got 10 minutes to go in the first half. 7-7. Ravens coming up with a football at their own 35. Pitch, very deep pitch. Sweeping right, getting back to the line of scrimmage and leaning across for a couple of yards. Man, that play is Siebert turned around and just pitched that ball about 7 yards behind him. And now we got, what's the official waving? Is he wanting to?
Yeah, we have a player.
Somebody?
Yeah. And the player in question is not really happy with it, but the official, I mean, I don't disagree with that. So, just player safety right now.
In this day and age, that is the right thing to do. Certainly we know that. So the Ravens will be given an opportunity with the clock stop to make a substitution, as that player is going to be given a look over by the training staff. Entering the ball game for MHMA is going to be Jace Campbell, sophomore. Trio of running backs around quarterback Luke Siebert on the second down 8 call. Handoff is going to go, try to bounce outside, looking for a block that doesn't develop, and lunging forward, picking up another couple of yards to near the 40-yard line. Valiant effort, hard run out there by James Peltzer.
Yeah, nice job right there by James Peltzer. He ran into a little traffic right around the line of scrimmage, but was able to get his legs up, break through a couple would-be tacklers, and dive forward to pick up a couple yards. Now, MHMA nose up to the 40, needing the 45, so it's going to be a 3rd and 5 with 9 minutes left here in the first half.
Again, with two over the top, two wide corners, and but only 3 down defensive linemen. Ravens are looking at a 3rd down and 5. Pass is going to be fair to the near side, and that was telegraphed, well defended, and tackled for a loss on a play. Back inside the 40-yard line, and for MHMA, it'll bring up a 4th down and 8.
Yeah, great job breaking through. Hunter Hartman on the stop right there for Riverside, and for MHMA, big decision right here on this 4th down.
What will the Ravens do? They don't have any timeouts, okay, to utilize to kind of confab and talk this thing over.
Yeah, they've burned through all those timeouts, and now Riverside going to drop a man back deep for the return, and that's going to be Tyzell Harrington.
Tyzell is kind of a do-everything guy for this team. And here's the snap, and they're going to fake it, and that's going to go badly. Tackled back for the loss of about 12 or 14 yards back to the 30-yard line. There was just absolutely nowhere to go. And Maddox Mears got in the backfield quickly. And for the Cyclones, Gus, a huge, huge momentum-changing play. So having trailed through the entire first quarter, the second quarter has pretty much belonged to Riverside.
So with the turnover on downs, the Cyclones with the football at the 30-yard line. Again, a great starting field position, much like their last one.
1st and 10 at the Raven 30-yard line. Here they come, and they'll give it off again to the big guy, and he's just rumbling and fumbling and shoving and driving and feet underneath him, and finally about 5 defenders get on top and drag down Elijah Moore. Good. Whoa! I'm telling you, this is getting dicey out there. And here's
so Elijah Moore ran over an MHMA defender and then helps him to his feet, and then an MHMA defender comes over and kind of has a few choice words, and the officials are going to – here's a smart play. I think they're going to stop it just to maybe measure and give everybody a chance to kind of calm down a little bit.
And Coach Payton is taking Elijah over to the side and saying, hey, you know, going to kind of chill out a little bit. That's it?
Yep. Now the officials are addressing both captains and saying, hey, everybody calm down a little bit. I know it's district play, but let's all get on the same page. And now I think they're trying to get everybody ready that this is not a timeout. This is
I don't understand players taking their helmets off and coaches all coming out onto the field. I'm very confused about what's going on here. And again, the Ravens with no timeouts left. The coaches can't, or the officials can't allow this. All the time, the Cyclones get into play underway, and here we go. You've got Elijah Moore behind Beckham Griffin in the backfield. Elijah will get the handoff. He'll try the left side, going to be hit, and again, just pushes the line forward for about 5, gets the first down.
Yeah, that time it was, they said on the
last play, he was about a yard short, and this time he pushes forward, picks up the first down, and now with 7:37 left in the first half, it'll be first and 10 for Riverside. The ball's going to be down to the 17, so again, they'll be able to pick up one more first down before.
So many games going on in and around the Care listening area. Stick around at the end of this ballgame for the Friday night high school football scoreboard show. You're going to learn everything you need to know and then some about the games around the area, your favorite teams, district play, all of that. So don't go away. Hand off, though. Quarterback's going to keep it. He'll boot left. Outrunning the defenders. Gets to the edge. Outrunning everybody. Goes down the sideline. Outrunning them all to the end zone. And he's in. Yeah. Is it a touchdown? No.
Coming back. We're going to have a blindside block right there at the 20-yard line. A receiver went all the way into about the 10-yard line and doubled back, a little crackback.
And there it is, personal foul, crackback block, I guess is what you're going to call that. You notice that the culprit just stood way back there. He's like 20 yards away from the play. He knows what happened. He knows.
And the problem was he really didn't even need to do it. He just probably did it for the fun, right? And so for Riverside, again, it's one of those that you talk about, getting behind the sticks. And for such a good first quarter of play, we've really seen the level of play kind of fall off here in the second quarter.
I tell you what we learned on that play, if you didn't know before, is how fast Beckham Griffin is, the quarterback. He doesn't carry the ball a lot, but did you see how he was outrunning defenders down the left sideline? I mean, he was gaining ground on him. He was getting away from him. So this penalty, substantial. He's going to take the ball out to the 33-yard line. So at the Raymond 33, Riverside with the football, going to be first and 25. And here they come. Elijah Moore, the lone running back. We have not seen Beckham Griffin put the ball in the air much, certainly not lately. And he doesn't have to. He hands off to Moore. He just busts ahead, gets inside the 30, gains really only about 5 on that carry, which for him is kind of a quick stop. Second down, 20. Clock moving along. That's something that it hasn't done much here in the second quarter. It's 6:50 to go. As quickly as the opening quarter moved, the second quarter has not. And the Ravens just kind of hang around looking back as you see Riverside getting back into their rhythm. See, they're going back about 12 yards, huddle up, take their time, come out of the football, and Elijah Moore behind Griffin. Motion left. Moore starts too quickly. No penalty. He will take the handoff and runs over a guy. Here's a marker all the way across the field. And Elijah Moore pushed out of bounds on a far sideline. But that's going to be – it's got to be a hole doing that from the backside like that.
Yeah, it came from the backside. It came where all the action was. You got to expect another hold against Riverside.
And, again, Elijah got a little bit of an early start, about a half a count quick. But nobody seems to be about that, but they will be about this hold and assess from the point of infraction. It's going to go back outside the 30-yard line, make it around the 32. And again, Riverside will look at a, golly, second down, and that's near 30, right? 28, something like that. So the question becomes, with a ground-oriented kind of an offense, can you get the first down on second and 28? You need a chunk right here to make it manageable, right?
And they're going to go to a little bit of a passing formation here.
Flare pass over to the near side. It's going to be caught at the 35. Getting away from the first guy, but not from the second.
Ball's loose.
And the ball pops down to the Ravens. They're going to pick it up. And it's brought back to the 40-yard line. What a nice job by Amari Shepherd to cut up without loose football and bringing it back.
That time Amari Shepherd did a great job of reaching in as they had stopped the receiver, and he just reaches in and steals the football away. So a great job by Moore Hill Mount Academy, and they'll now look for their fourth possession here.
And this is why Coach Payton's going to say, I don't want to throw the football.
Yeah.
Running it so well, and when they had to, because the down and distance were such that it was probably a prudent thing to do, it goes badly for them in the Ravens. Dodge a bullet, 7-7 ball game at 6 minutes to go in the first half. Quarterback Siebert, running backs on either side. From their own 40-yard line, Ravens have their offense back out. This is only the third possession of the game, right? Now we're going to have a little halfback pass. Launching went deep, a man wide open, caught.
35-30, 25-yard line. A better zone pass scores, but that was a huge gain for the Ravens, and they absolutely took in the Cyclone defense.
Yep, the safety came up. The cornerback had stopped. The receiver had flipped behind him, and a great job by MHMA on the trick play right there to get a big first down. This ball is down inside the 30. They're going to mark it down to the 26-yard line.
Ravens have shown an ability to run against this team. Now the ball is dropped by the quarterback, and the running back is able to dive on it just in the nick of time. That was close.
Yeah, that time, great job right there by Jack Moore, just going straight down to get the football and cover it up. Kind of lost a yard or two on the play, but
let's be careful here. We've got to not confuse Elijah Moore, running back for Riverside, Jack Moore, running back for Mount Hermon Academy. Numbers 30 and 32, respectively.
So for MHMA, they're going to say a loss of a couple on the play. Let's call it second and 13.
Yeah. Ravens will be operating at their own, let's call it around the 28-yard line. What do you say? Second down, a dozen. They're going to break a running back out of the backfield. That's going to be Dulac going to the right side. Now the pitch, they're going to sweep to the left, getting a nice block at the 35, or the 25-yard line, and down near the 20, angling to the near sideline. Micah Rubidoux makes the tackle, but that was a very nice run into the left side for the Ravens. James Peltzer picking up the yardage.
Yeah, Peltzer's going to pick up about 7 on the play. He's still going to set him up now with a 3rd and 5 for the Raven offense. Just under 5 to play here in the first half.
I'm still looking out on the field, guys. I'm thinking the Cyclones are just a little disappointed with how that last possession went. I mean, you could see the little lack of bounce that they had moments ago. Ravens with a 3rd down 5 call. They end on the left side looking down. And Rasheem Thompson asking the official, okay, am I not offside? Here's a pass to the left side. And again, it's going to be Peltzer this time, 1 yard.
That time coming over to make the stop was Mason Hayes for Riverside. Mason, a junior linebacker, and they're going to say no gain on the play. It'll bring up a 4th and 5 at 4:10 left here in the first half.
So for the Ravens, it's not going to punt from here. I mean, not going to kick a field goal from here. You're going to come over to the near side and talk to Coach Fredrickson and the staff and say, okay, what is our best 5-yard play? Amari Shepard to the right side. Wide to the left side, Raheem Thompson. Raheem is a big guy. Going Dulac, also to the left. 4th down call, fires it over to the left side. It's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and picking up a few, but not enough. Owen Dulac. And the Ravens are going to turn it over on downs inside the 20-yard line.
Was there a question that was going to be the play? Because that's really been the only play Moore Hillman Academy has run tonight, is that quick flare to the flat, quick flare to the flat, quick flare to the flat. You're just looking, because, again, that play won't work 8 times, but 9 and 10, you spring it for long gains. And
so you just wait for that one extra block to happen or the defender not quite get there.
Exactly. And so, again, that's... That quick flare to the flat is the old base play, right? You run downhill, and then you hope one time you get a guy to miss a tackle.
3.5 to go in the opening half. It's a 7-7 ball game. Moore Hillman Academy at home with Riverside. Cyclones back with a football, 1st and 10. The pitch will go. Big man bounces left. Hit from behind, and he's going to be tumbled down across the 30 to around the 33-yard line. And by tumble, I mean literally went sprawling and somersaulted off the tackle of Jack Moore.
That's a nice job by Jack, the junior outside linebacker, making the stop on the play. But
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
As a running back, you can carry the ball, let's say like Elijah Moore has 12 times in a row. You get banged around. Is there a point when you're like saying, dude, I need a minute? Or are you still saying, just feed it to me? I'll take all the beating.
You want a minute, right? Like you want one playoff.
Well, he hasn't had one. He's back there now. Watch, he's going to get the ball here on a 2nd down 5 call. QB's back. And, well, I know he's going to pull back and throw deep. He's got his man in, missed him. Diving effort, valiant effort by the receiver at the Raven 40-yard line, but it is a little too long. And, again, you said this with the last time. Beckham Griffin threw a pass, didn't get enough air on it, put it more on the line. Same thing there. If he lobs it a little bit, gives his receiver any chance at all, Tyzell's able to get underneath that and score.
Yeah, that thing, again, it's on a string. It's just a little too far out in front of his guy. And Harrington's done a nice job of beating the corner, and the safeties haven't been providing over-the-top help, so that tells me that they're up in run coverage and not worried about the deep pass right now.
Hewins and Hughes to the right side, but the handoff to the running back, and he will bowl forward, and Elijah Moore is right at the first down marker. Gus is saying he's got it, and the officials are looking, and
the far side official just keeps pointing. Look at him. He's saying, let's move it. What are we doing?
Six. 2.5 minutes ago in the opening half. First and 10 for Riverside. Ravens are lucky that it's not a game, Gus, where first downs count.
Right. First
because
downs.
They don't. I'll tell you what, the Cyclones have a whole lot more first downs than the Ravens have.
And can I tell you what I think the Cyclones are okay with right here is taking this to half at 7-7 because they will get the ball to start the second half. I think right now they just don't want to give the ball back to MHMA. And MHMA has burned all three timeouts, so they can't stop this thing.
QB back to throw again. Gets away from a defender. Outruns him. Bolts to the left side. Running up the field. He's got some room. Finally going to be tackled from behind just short of the first down marker. They're going to say he stayed in the field of play. I thought he was out of bounds.
I thought he's got a first down, right? Like, why do they keep running the clock?
There we go. Now they say to stop it.
Because, again, I'm like, he's a yard past the necessary down. So, a nice run right there by Beckham Griffin. And we've talked about this a little bit. He is elusively fast, right? Like, we talk about Elijah Moore being quick, but Beckham Griffin is fast and elusively. He's a loper, as you would, right? He's out there like 6'3".
Yeah, he's striding it out. Minute and a half to go in the half. QB two-step drop, fires a BB over to the left side. It's going to be batted away incomplete. Looking for Chase Hewins. Very, very nicely defended on the far side by the Ravens.
Yeah, Luke Siebert over there for MHMA. In coverage, and it's going to stop the clock with a minute 34 left in the half.
Again, great crowd on hand here for homecoming 2024. Joseph, we're going to do our best to help you. We're probably going to have a bit of an extended halftime with the crowning of homecoming royalty here on Guy Galley Field coming up at the half. But prior to that, again, it'll be Hewins and Hughes to the right side. They're going to be joined by a third receiver, and Elijah Moore is going to step over to Griffin's left hand. He'll stay in the block. Quarterback is up. He's going to be hit, bounces away, steps up, throws one. Over the middle, he's got a man wide open, batted away! Nice defensive play for MHMA. And making that play, where there's going to be Jack Smith, the senior.
Yeah, great job by Jack Smith getting a hand up and knocking that football away. And now, for Riverside, the couple passes have got them into a tough predicament. They're now looking at 3rd and 10. There is still a minute 27 left in the half. And, again, you would have preferred to probably just run this thing out.
Here we go. 3rd down at their own 40-yard line. Long count for Griffin. Straight back to throw. Set up a deep drop. Now being chased out of the pocket. Roll. He's hit by him behind. It's down by Raheem Thompson.
Raheem doing a great job coming from the backside, able to stalk the quarterback down, but Beckham Griffin able to keep that thing in the field of play, and they'll be able to utilize a little of this clock.
It's just home, 4th down and a dozen. The 38-yard line, inside a minute and clicking right along.
Take the delay of game if you want right here.
They are going to do it. You're going to wind this thing.
Yeah, they're just sitting here looking up, waiting for somebody to do something in MHMA. Again, burning the first time out of the game without having to run an offensive play. They just can't stop it at this point.
Yeah, we're going to get a timeout taken. Let's hang on to it. We're down to half a minute to go. Actually, Joseph, 36 seconds ago in the first half. It's a golden opportunity for me to remind you that even though it's 5 minutes till, you can never remind people enough that they're enjoying high school football here on KAIR-FM Horton Hatches. And that's just in the window, by the way. We're always tardy. We're never early, but so we'll break tradition there. We got a Raven player getting a little hand coming off the field here on the near sideline. And I got to give him a little glance here in just a minute. And, Gus, tomorrow, family weekend at Benedictine College, and it's always a festive event when family and friends get to come in and, you know, enjoy the afternoon and the weekend. But even bigger than that is the football game. is it's going to be another conference game of the week. The Ravens have been at three conference games of the week in the first 4 weeks of the season. And
you know the 1 week that they weren't the conference game?
They didn't play a conference team?
No. The conference kind of forgot about it and didn't even put up a game for that. So the only three games that have been a conference of the game of the week, it's been Benedictine. And the helmet has gotten a little better. It's at least the correct color.
Getting closer. Ravens playing host to Baker University. It'll be a divisional game in the conference. And it'll be great fun. Join us here on Care Radio, 12:45 for the pregame and a kickoff at 1.
We're not done playing North Division teams, though. So don't get that swapped up that we're done with that.
We're going to go to Canton next Saturday. Snap is back for the first punt. Blocked! It's blocked by the Ravens and down inside the 25-yard line. Here's where that extra timeout would really help you. As the Ravens got back there in some kind of a hurry and a superb special teams play will give MHMA an opportunity to take a lead in at halftime. 31 seconds to go in the half. Now, long chat on the near side between quarterback Luke Siebert and...
So the other problem is with this quick turn of possession, Siebert doesn't huddle. You don't have time to talk to your receivers, but you got to tell him, get out of bounds. We don't have any timeouts. Can't stop this clock.
Yeah, don't fool around. And now we're going to get a Riverside timeout. They were not, coach was not happy with what he had seen. And so,
needed one more.
Defensively,
made a flip of field and you only had 10 guys on the field. So,
is that what it was?
So for Morehill Mount Academy, they're going to have 31 seconds. They're going to have a short field looking at the ball at the Riverside 25. They're about to start their fifth possession of the night in a tight game. This is huge because, again, Riverside's going to get the ball to start the second half.
Here's what I kind of like. Okay, Ravens are huddled up around the offensive coach. The backs and the quarterback are all talking to him. You got a couple of big old offensive linemen. They're standing back just getting a little breath because it's like he's not telling me really anything that's pertinent to me. I know what I got to do. I got to block the guy across from me and keep him from getting the guy with the ball. So that's what's going on here. The Ravens are coming back out of the timeout. 3, 6, 9, plus 2. So that's how many defenders we've got out there for Riverside this time. I think that's the number that'll work. 31 seconds of play in the opening half, 7-7 ball game. Now, last guy in coming from the near side. And I don't know what the...
Oh, the golf cart lights are on.
See, this is what halftime does at halftime. Or, you know, homecoming does at halftime.
There we go.
Distracting.
Yeah, we got a little golf cart here. And they have the lights on one of the golf carts. So.
Okay. Well, I guess they'll extinguish those. Here we go, first down. Luke Siebert. Single man in the backfield with him. He's going to stay in the block. Quarterback is back. He's in trouble, running for his life. Rolling, now throwing under duress, and he overshoots his receiver. Incomplete. If he had a little bit of time, guys, there was an opportunity to get the ball out there, maybe to near Nathan Randolph.
You're going to have a personal foul roughing the pass?
Yep.
No.
That's right.
Yeah, but you do understand that he just said personal foul, intentional grounding on the defense because, again, it's officiating crew, right?
Yeah.
It should have been personal foul, roughing the passer. Instead,
right.
It was personal foul, intentional grounding on the defense.
Got a little excited, using both arms instead of one. Hippie. He's going to get it right, though, on the spot of the ball.
Are they from Iowa?
Let's
not go there yet.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. I didn't recognize him when I was looking him over before the game. Here we go. So that ball is going to be moved down inside the 15-yard line. We're going to mark it down to the 12. 25 seconds left in the opening half, and the Ravens looking to take a lead. Again, receivers will go three wide left. No one wide right. Yeah, we're going to have one snuck way over to the right side. He's picking up double coverage over there. The running back shifts from the quarterback's right to the left, the wide side. Siebert with a long count, takes a snap, rolls left, needs that block, looking, goes late into the corner of the end zone, and it's going to go incomplete, and we're going to get a flag, and it's got to be a hold over there.
It was a penalty marker that came in right where the center was.
and the offensive line looks very frustrated with that call. How can a game that moves so quickly in the opening quarter have changed so much here?
Hands to the face defense.
Wow. Wow. So this ball will go from the 12 to the 6-yard line. And it will be first and goal Ravens. Here's the deal. 19 seconds, no timeouts. You really can't run the ball, can you?
Can you? Yeah.
Can you run it, get back lined up again?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what they decide to do. Fisher says, everybody set, and here we go. First and goal, MHMA at the 6. The game tied at 7. Quarterback Siebert, maybe he's going to change the play. Looks at his wristband, directs traffic to the right. Nobody in the backfield with him. He'll take the snap. Roll right, look at downfield. Now running away, going the wrong way, throws one to the back of the end zone. It's going to go incomplete, and we're at 11 seconds.
Good job by Siebert to just throw that ball away. Don't allow yourself to get sacked right there because, again, a sack could easily end the half because by the time you get guys from the back of the end zone all the way back, and if you're a defender, I'm not saying this does happen, but if you're a defender, you kind of get in front of those receivers, running back, or maybe you kind of stop in front of one so you guys all fall down.
Or if everybody's, like, on the ground, you may not roll off that guy real fast. Yeah, it happens.
So 11 seconds left here in the first half. MHMA, no timeouts.
At the 6, second down. Back to Coach Siebert. Lobs it. Left side. He's got his man. It's a jump ball in the corner of the end zone. And is it caught? Touchdown, Ravens! Two men go up for the football. It was a matter of who will outleap the other. And the pass is going to be hauled in. And the Ravens go up with 5 seconds to go in the opening half. The touchdown, Amari Shepard.
Amari Shepard now with his second touchdown pass from Luke Siebert.
You talk about the classic jump ball scenario where you just throw it up and say, all right, go get it. Amari did. Here comes the PAT. Down and up and spinning like a top. It's good. And we are going to, what, let us hang on to it here, Joseph. We're going to hang on with 6 seconds to go in the half, and the Ravens have gone back in front at 14-7. This has got to be frustrating for the Cyclones, as they had just battled back, and it tied this thing up, and then an error, and the Ravens blocking that punt. The special teams made a big change here.
Yeah, and the block punt was what really spurred it. But if you're Riverside, and I can almost guarantee that if you talk to head coach Bryce Hayden right here, he's going to really wish that he would have changed his play calling on that last possession. When they started throwing the ball a little more, knowing Morehill Mount Academy couldn't have stopped the clock, he probably would have gone back, ran the ball twice, and just taken that thing to the locker room.
Well, here comes the kickoff with, again, with only half a dozen seconds left in the opening half. MHMA is gotten back in front. Now, here's another thing for the Ravens. And as a player, it feels better to never have trailed, and the Ravens never have trailed today. And that's big to not have to battle from behind. Riverside, for most of this game, has been battling from behind.
All this game, right? I mean, they found themselves tied up there for a little bit in the second quarter. But, again, you're going to go into the break right here, you're going to look at the clock, and you're going to realize that you're trailing again.
Now, they expect the Raven kickoff to be relatively shallow. The return men are at the 25 and 30, the deep men. And there's not even going to be a run at the ball by the kicker. He's going to just, like, take a step and kick it. The goal here is to get the clock running, right? And there's the advance and a little illegal kick. It's going to be short, and it's rolling around, and Riverside will dive on it as it does not travel the requisite 10 yards, and Riverside is going to have it at the Raven 48-yard line, and they have a play.
What, a teaching moment here?
Teaching moment, kick at 10 yards.
Well, but if you're Riverside, run that ball back, right? Like, everybody is by you. There's, like, one man between you and the end zone, right? Like, pick that thing up and try to house it.
Well,
now, okay, so the only other thing that Riverside could have cleaned up, if you don't recover that, it's a penalty on MHMA for an illegal kick, and you would have got a 10-yard. So
here we go. The ball is going to be at the Raven 49-yard line with 6 seconds left in the half. Ravens are going to go a lot of deep cover here. Four guys way back. Snap back. Quarterback pumps, pulls it down, pumps again, throws it over to the left side. It's going to be caught at the 45. Going all the way across the field. Nice block at the 35, at the 30. Cutting back into the middle of the field, but there's nowhere to go. Down to the 20, it's halftime, even though it says 5 minutes to play. Halftime in Atchison. And we'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're at Guy Galley Field on the MHMA campus, where it's the Ravens, 14, Riverside 7.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Dally Field is the place to be tonight in Moore Hill Mount Academy. Homecoming 2024, and the teams are headed for the locker room, and the Ravens up a touchdown. Gus, they scored early in the half, or they scored really late in the half?
Yeah, you talk about for Moore Hill Mount Academy, they scored on their first and their last possession of the half. In the first one, well, didn't take them long. 51 seconds into the ballgame, they scored on a 64-yard touchdown pass from Luke Siebert to Amari Shepard. Then scoring dropped off for a minute, okay? Riverside took a long possession and capped it off with a 12-yard run by Elijah Moore. That touchdown didn't come until 10:14 left in the second quarter. Then, to cap off the half, with 6 seconds, it was a 6-yard touchdown pass from Luke Siebert to Amari Shepard. So, a great half right there for Moore Hill Mount Academy. As you talked about it, 5 possessions, scored on 2 of them, had a punt, a fake punt that went awry, and then turned it over on down. For Riverside, they had 5 possessions, really 4. They had a turnover on downs, a fumble, a blocked punt, and a touchdown. So if you're Riverside, you start looking back and you start thinking there are a lot of things we needed to clean up and things that we've got to get better at. And a fumble and a block punt are 2 things that you just can't have in the first half and expect to come away with a win.
Kind of like the way that the Raven coaching staff has let their guys go to the locker room,
yeah,
take care of business, get a little water, kind of sit down, gather yourself. And the coaches out here talking among themselves, and then they will go in and chat with the guys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a little different game, right? It's not just homecoming. It's a district game. So there's a lot on the line, especially points-wise. And you start taking a look at the upcoming schedule is next week. Is this maybe a first? Next week, Moore Hill Mount Academy, and I'm glad I'm not driving the bus because I couldn't get you to this place. They're going to be at Centralia.
Do you think it would show up if you go put it in the Google Map?
Oh, I doubt it.
Okay.
I'm still thinking you guys are all playing a big joke on me.
It's a scam. We've been pulling this scam on you for years.
Yeah. So you look at the remaining schedule for Moore Hill Mount Academy. They're going to be at Centralia, home with Donovan West, home with Horton, and then they're going to finish off the regular season as it will be, how about this, October 25th. That'll be here before you know it. They'll finish the regular season with a game at Troy. So, yeah, it's kind of weird just seeing some of these new district teams like Riverside and or Centralia and Donovan West are teams that, you know, we're not really used to seeing playing Moore Hill Mount Academy.
I'll tell you what, hey, get ready to introduce the court here this evening. And for us, it's time to take a little bit of a break. We're going to be back second half of the Friday night football game here on Care Radio. Going to be coming up live. And right now with your intermission score here in Atchison, Kansas, MHMA 14, Riverside 7. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph at a Care Radio Sports Studio. He's got your extended halftime.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco! Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got, of course, immediately following this, the scoreboard show. We might have just a little bit of music or something in between, but normally it starts by about 9:10, 9:15. We'll have the scoreboard show with your roundup of the local scores. It is a call-in show. Make sure that you call up to KMZA. Tomorrow, we will have Benedictine College playing host to Baker University. Join us at about 11:45 to make sure that you get, I'm sorry, about 12:45 to make sure that you get all of that pregame show. Again, 12:45 kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. up on the North Campus. Tomorrow, we've got Sports Look coming to you next Thursday. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 on Thursday nights. Join us next Friday as we've got Moorhill Mount Academy at Centralia. Next Friday, Moorhill Mount Academy is going to be traveling to Centralia for the game of the week. That is a 7 o'clock kickoff time. And then on next Saturday, we've got Benedictine versus Culver Stockton. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Taking a look around the area, we've got Atchison High leading KSC Schlegel 42-0. In the Troy-Horton game, at last report, which was 2 minutes and 26 before the half, Troy was leading Horton 36-0. In the Centralia-Donovan West, early in the half, it was 38-0 in Centralia's favor. ACCHS at the half has got a 39-0 lead over Oskaloosa. Marhill Mount Academy is the game that you're listening to right now. Nemaha Central had a 6-0 lead over Chanute at the half. The Hiawatha Redhawks, early in the third, are leading the Jeff West Tigers 7-0. In the Perry-Holton game, it was Holton 20 to Perry 6. McClouth led at Jackson Heights 42-0 at the half. In the Royal Valley Panthers-Sabetha Blue Jays game, the Blue Jays are leading 7-0. In the Frankfurt-Hanover game, it is Hanover 22 to Frankfurt's 14. And in the Lynn-Thunder Ridge game, it was Lynn 14 to Thunder Ridge 0. In the Marhill Mount Academy game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, it is currently Marhill Mount Academy 14 to Riverside 7. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is the perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 57 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, highs level off around 84. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 54. Mainly sunny and dry Sunday and Monday, low 80s Sunday, mid 80s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 68 degrees here in downtown Atchison. The winds are out of the north at 4 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 63%. The dew point, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.87 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz fieldside in just a few moments.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. It's time now for second half action of our high school football game of the week.
And with that, we welcome you back to Guy Galley Field on the, here on the campus of Marhill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where the Riverside Cyclones are the first team to come out of the field, getting ready to go with the second half. The Ravens still in the locker room with Coach Fredrickson and his staff, and because probably part of that is the fact that a handful of the guys were participating in the crowning of homecoming royalty, and so were unable to get to the locker room, so they need probably a few minutes to talk about a thing or three. And so they'll be out here again very, very shortly. Ravens in front as we get set to go to the second half. It is 14-7. Many thanks to our man, Joseph, producer, engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Kautz with me here. Tom Kautz. Gus, is that Nero out there in the toga? Or?
Yeah, maybe.
Right? I'm not sure. No violin, so probably not Nero. But a big homecoming crowd on hand here for the Ravens tonight.
Yeah, speaking of big crowds, we're going to expect one tomorrow afternoon.
It's going to be massive, and we're looking forward to being at this ball game. Family weekend on the Benedictine College campus this weekend, and the Ravens with a huge football game tomorrow at Wilcox Stadium. We're going to be there. Care pregame at 12:45, a kickoff at 1 o'clock. It is Benedictine hosting Baker University, Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division game, first divisional game for both of these teams. Now, we'll be back out of division next week when we go over to Canton and see John, but in the meantime, big game for both of these teams. Last season, we went down in a day that was horrific. We're going to be at home on a day that's going to be spectacular. Ravens winning it last year on the road in the rain, the cold, and the wind. Again, Liston Stadium.
It was about a month ago, or a month later.
Yeah. Late October, Benedictine winning it 30-6. Over the Wildcats last year in Liston.
If you remember that game last year, Jaleel Lafitte had two fumbles, on one on a kickoff return and one on a punt return, right? Set the Ravens up with great field position. Lafitte decided, this is too easy. He's on to the Citadel playing for them this season. So
is that where he went?
He's exactly where he went.
Did you ever figure out where the other guy went? Just gone.
Just vanished.
Okay. Well, the Ravens are back out of the field now. They're going through a little bit of warm-up and getting set to go to the second half. Stick around here on CARE. Right after the ball game, it'll be the high school football scoreboard show. Jake and Boz are going to be keeping you up to speed, informed, and entertained during the course of a little time after all of the games around the MSC Sports Radio Network are complete.
You know my real problem with the show?
Is there one?
It's so entertaining, I sometimes then miss a score.
You're like,
and I'm like, oh.
Wait a minute. Who won?
What was that score again? Because, again, so much great insight. Just so entertaining. Great fun.
Well, that's why you go to MSCSports.net, because all the scores are going to be listed there so you can look at them.
So, yeah, those guys do a great job with what is a hard job, right? That's a lot
really
of
job.
Work. And so, anyway, hats off to them. And, yeah, should be a lot of fun.
Who do we
really
write a letter
interested?
To? We're going to get them guys a raise. Who do we send a postcard? I mean, can we?
It's like the classic movie line. Wait, you guys are getting paid?
Getting paid.
So, you know, a lot of great games going on in district play. They'll be able to break down as districts and leagues. And are leagues really even important anymore?
No.
Not, I mean, no. In football, they're just not, because a lot of times you don't. I mean, you look at the defunct Big Seven, now it's the Big 8, 12 East,
whatever,
something,
yeah.
You know.
And of course, any
you've
game
got
all
teams
contingent
from,
ban.
But you've got, like, teams from 4A to 1A in that conference,
yeah.
Right? Like, so, because isn't Holton, well, Holton might only be a 3A.
Oh, look at the Meadowlark. You've got teams from 4A to 6A.
There you go.
I mean, it's the same kind of a thing, you know, except that in the 4A up, we don't have districts, but we have East and West of the state. So, all of that said, yeah, you're playing against, you know, wide and varied competition. So, yeah, conference crowns, delightful. We all are interested in them, but I'm not sure they're as pertinent today as they were, you know, a decade ago.
They become more of a basketball statistic.
Yeah. Well, here's the statistic right here. The Ravens accepted the ball to begin the game, immediately drove downfield, and less than a minute in, hit a first touchdown. So, here in the second half, the Ravens will be kicking the ball away to Riverside, and it will be the Cyclones to get to touch the ball first in the second half. Now, Gus, I know you love all of the guys out there, and you have full respect for everyone, but I know that you're looking at Michael Garrett out here.
Special place right there.
Yep.
Kicking those seafoam green cleats, right?
He's got those. Those are kind of, are those like Seahawk green? Are those Seahawk green?
You're going to love this.
All right.
They are more of a Tulane green.
Oh, wave green.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. But here we go. The Ravens getting set to boot it away. And again, their kickoff is not made with a run of the ball, but just an advance of the ball in the boot, in over end and short. It'll be fielded at the 35-yard line, up the left side across the 40, 45, and very close to the 50-yard line. Is where Riverside will begin its initial possession of the second half as the music continues, the mood music for the PA. Welcome back, everybody. 14-7 to Ravens out front.
And we've already got a game in the area that's at the end of three quarters.
We got one that's over.
Yeah, that too. At the end of three quarters, it's Hiawatha 14, Jeff West scoreless. How about Jeff West? I think we should see what they've got. In a few weeks, we're going to have ACTHS and Jeff West.
Tigers all over the place. Here's the handoff, big man. Here's what just happened on the handoff to Elijah Moore. You know, Bryce Adams is going to get the credit for the tackle. It was really his offensive line that he fell over.
Yeah, I was going to say, he kind of tripped over.
Yeah.
Right?
Tripped
over one of his offensive linemen as he kept pushing forward. Still going to pick up three on the play. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 7 for the Cyclones.
Ball nose up to the midfield stripe. Just underway in the second half. Good to have you along with us. Welcome back, everybody. From the 50-yard line on a 2nd and 7. Moore gets the handoff, follows the big block, look at him rumble downfield, and lunges forward to the 40-yard line. Nice, classic ankle tackle for the Ravens. You got Jack Moore down there, and Ravens are going to stop him, but it was another first down, and he was following Ryland Smith down the field. Ryland, big cat on that offensive line, just kind of, you know, you like to have that guy who's plowing the road, you know?
Roll the clock. The official's sitting there. There we go.
That's the ticket. 11:08 to go here in the opening, or in the third quarter. Just started the second half. Now we'll hand off, running back. He'll bounce left side.
Whoa!
There's a man tackle. Jack Moore came up and quickly met Elijah Moore in the hole. And
man, that was maybe the first time tonight that Elijah didn't fall forward.
I was going to say.
He got hit and kind of spun sideways.
I did not know he could be bounced backward, but he was that time. And in two games of seeing him, we've never seen that happen yet. That was a hit. Now
he got hit and spun sideways. So it'll bring up a 2nd and 9, 10.5 minutes left here in the third quarter of play. MHMA with a 7-point lead on Riverside.
You know, Elijah's saying, give me the ball back. That's not happening again. I got to put up with that. 2nd down 9 call. Moore will take it. No, quarterback is going to take it. Boot to the left side, get it across the 40, 35, and He's going to be right at the first down marker as they scrum toward the marker down there, and it's going to be very, very close. 10 minutes to go in the third. And again, you've got Riverside doing Cyclone football here.
Yeah, running straight downhill, and that time they did it with the quarterback, Beckham Griffin, as he has so much speed right there. Just hit, went downhill, pushed the sack forward. They're looking at a third and short right here.
Griffin turns and has a quick word with the running back who leads him into the line, and QB's going to get hit and
there
stood up,
is.
And there's your marker coming down late.
Got to be smarter than that. The ball went into the middle with the quarterback, and then we saw a suplex. And
I got to
take a break.
Yep, we got a player a little slow to get up, and we're going to let him sort it all out, and we're going to take a break. Joseph at 9.5 to go. We're in the third quarter in Atchison. Ravens 14, Cyclone 7.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here at Guy Galley Field in Atchison, Kansas, because it is perfect weather out here. I mean, how good
okay.
is it?
So the player coming off the field didn't play most of the second quarter, had his helmet off over here on the bench, and I really thought the player was probably done for the evening, and so got in for a play, and now he'll walk off under his own power at the 9:36 mark.
So the penalty against MHMA at the point of the tackle is going to be assessed, and it's going to take the ball, inside the 25 and down near the 20-yard line. And from that point, the Cyclones are going to be first and 10. 9.5 to go here in the third quarter. 14-7, Ravens in front. As a matter of fact, they're going to have it all the way down to the 15-yard line, first and 10, Riverside. Riverside, very deep huddle this time. Moore directly behind Griffin. And will take the pitch, tries outside, bounces in, cuts across the grain, just keeps running, just keeps driving, hits for the end zone, touchdown, Cyclones. That was a nice run by Elijah Moore. He was handed off going to the right side, and he plants a foot, cuts back across the grain, and goes the distance, make it a 15-yard teeny run for Elijah Moore.
That time, great job by Elijah. As he hit the gap on the right side, realized that there was a little bit of a cutback lane to the left side. Brody Huff and Maddox Mears had sealed it off over there. And that time, Elijah Moore angles for the near side pylon, puts it on the board.
And looking for the PAT to tie this thing up. Tying it up. It's going to be, I think that's Parker out there. It is down and up, and does it get inside? It does. Point is good. Game is tied. We're taking a break. We're at 9:09 to go in the third quarter in Atchison. All knotted up. The Ravens, the Cyclones tied at 14.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Ewan's going to put a toe to the football as we're getting set to go after the touchdown run from Elijah Moore that has tied the game at 14. Welcome back, everybody, with just over 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're starting over here in Atchison.
That's what you get with a short field, right? Like, you only had to go 50 yards, and that's why it only took 3 minutes for Riverside.
Well, that and a couple of long penalties for the Ravens, and next thing you know, Cyclones were in business, and good teams got to take advantage of the opportunities presented, and Riverside did just that. Here's the kick away, and it's going to be fielded at the 20. 5, right side 35, 45, up near midfield, an outstanding return. And for MHMA, it'll be really good field position to begin this possession. That's what should have happened. Yeah. Okay. So a great return right there for MHMA. They're going to take the ball in near midfield. And I feel like here in the second half, is this what's going to happen? Is we're going to be looking at these short fields, right? Like, for MHMA, they're looking at a 53-yard field. The last time we saw Riverside looking at only a 50-yard field. So, again, these teams are really starting to throw some punches as far as their offenses are concerned. As for MHMA, they're going to touch the ball for the first time here in the second half. And here they go at their own 48-yard line where the Fishers are going to get a spot of down. And we've got this direct snap and no gain in the play. Maybe even not quite back to the line of scrimmage. We'll call it a loss of one.
That time they were trying to run off to the right side, but a great job by Gunnar Kimberlin, the big sophomore nose tackle, able to stretch that play out a little bit, make a stop on it. A loss of two. That'll bring second and 12 for MHMA. Is you're going to see quarterback Luke Sievert, the senior, walks all the way over here to the near side to get the play call from the coaching staff.
Second down call at the 47-yard line for the Ravens. Fargo Mountain Academy seems maybe a little disheveled. They were slow to get back out. They look back kind of with that look of uncertainty toward the middle. And yeah, now we're going to get a Raven timeout. Yeah, because I think the coach realizes that something was amiss and we're going to get a timeout. Joseph taking a break. Coming at 8:13 to go in the third quarter in Atchison. Timeout on the field. It is Moore Hill Mount Academy in Riverside, even at 14.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
But Raymond's taking a timeout and trying to get that off. It's all on the same page. Second quarter, or second half rather, has started off a little shakily for them. You know, and they just want to get those kind of game legs back beneath themselves.
And now as they break the huddle, you have a wide receiver that the little wristband, I think, broke on his, so he had to run over the sideline and get somebody else's. And now they'll quickly race back up over the football.
And again, they're looking over sideline official, making sure everybody's where they need to be. And here we go. Second down, a dozen. Quarterback's going to take it, hand off to the tailback. And after all of that, guys, you go to the play two on page one of the playbook. Elijah Moore with a tackle. It's going to be no gain. Third down, 12.
A little surprised we're seeing Elijah Moore out there on the defensive side so much for Riverside because, again, he's just so important to your offense that you feel like maybe you got to find spots to be able to give them a break. Because now for Moore Hill Mount Academy, they are looking at a third and long. They've not really been in this position much tonight. Third and 11 at their own 48.
Quarterback Seaver is going to be all alone in the backfield. Three to the left, two to the right for the Ravens on his third down long call just on their side of midfield. Quarterback spins around, puts his back to the line of scrimmage. Now rolls, throws on the run, has a man that's going to be batted away at the 35-yard line. That was a nice defensive play and a lunge over there by Tyzel Harrington as he bats the ball away from Amari Shepard.
That time, Luke Seaver rolled over here to the near sideline, right in front of the MHMA coaching staff, and did a great job of flipping his shoulders, getting squared back up with the field, and on the run, just couldn't get the ball threaded into where he wanted it. An incomplete pass will stop the clock with 7:27, and we'll see the punt. punt unit, I would expect, is Tyzel Harrington is going to drop back to the 20. He's going to settle in somewhere heels on the 20.
And Ravens snap is back, and penalty markers, the play will be blown dead. Chase Campbell's doing the punting here, and the official.
Legal participation against MHMA.
Do we got a dozen out there? Sure do. So we're going to trot one off the field.
Some of the problem for MHMA right now is they have a player that is out at the moment. So, again, you got to make sure that you know who you're in for and who you're subbing on.
So we're going to do this again from 5 yards back. And Jace will be standing at his own 32-yard line, waits the snap, takes a good one. Kick is away. That's a nice little kick. Return man's going to get away from it, and it's going to go pretty much out of bounds across the way inside the 30-yard line. So that was a nice boot by the sophomore, Jace Campbell. And for Riverside, it'll be the second possession of the second half. 7:17 to go in the third quarter, and a tie game at 14.
For MHMA, it was the senior, Noah Rapplinger, getting down there to down the football.
Now we've got an official coming over here, hand on the shoulder. That's never good, isn't it, when you put the hand on the coach's shoulder and you're looking, beginning to make sure he's looking you in the eye when you're having a word with him?
That's how you know your point is going to be made.
Yeah. Yeah. You want his full and undivided attention. Here we go for Riverside. First and 10. You're on 27-yard line. You go up to the big guy. You don't have to have a deeper book than what you do is you hand it to Elijah Moore. You tell him to follow Rylan Smith into the line, and about 5 to 15 yards down the field, you get up and you run that play again.
And then you come back to the huddle and say, hey, I don't know why we're huddling other than to run some time off of the clock, right?
Yeah.
And that time a great job is now, as one of the Morehillman Academy defenders was standing there talking to somebody else, he kind of tapped the football and turned it sideways, so the official had to stop play for a second, reset the ball. And for Morehill Mount Academy, they are running just basic 43, right?
Count the Raven players. I've gotten to 10, but maybe I can't spot one. Raven's in a black uniform, so there might be one.
There's 11.
There's 11, good.
He's missing that backside corner.
Okay.
He blends with that coach.
Okay. Pass over to the left side. Nearly a lateral. Taking it to the 35-yard line, up the near side to the 40, and across the 42-yard line. It'll be a first and 10. Cyclones.
We're going to call that a run. That was a backwards pass.
Yeah, absolutely was.
So, it's going to be an 11-yard rush on first down. And for Riverside, right now, they're just trying to get creative on getting the ball out to the perimeter just a little bit. And what you're doing there is you're trying to soften up those three linebackers in the middle of the field and get them to realize that these guys can play out on the edges, but you still really only want to run the ball up the middle.
So here we go. Ravens had a single man over the top about 13, 14 yards deep in the line of scrimmage. Quarterback will take the snap. Little play action. He will follow his running back into the hole and pick up about 6 or 7 yards.
He hits the hole. And it looks like he's going to be stopped. And then all of a sudden, he kind of pirouettes around and leans forward. And next thing you know, looks like he's going to gain about 2 or 3. He pushes forward for another 4, and he ends up with 7 on the carry.
Now, and let me tell you what else happens is we got a Raven going to come out, and you're going to look at his ankle a little bit. What you also have is once the quarterback has gotten beyond the line of scrimmage, one of the linemen realizes what's happening, and he gets behind and pushes and hits to make contact and shoves the play on further downfield. Second down call, running back will pick up the first down. Second down 4, gets about 6.
Yeah, and how many times do we talk about this, though? On 2nd and 4, you pick up 6. You don't need to pick up 20. They're picking up just enough to move the 6 and then present for long field, right? Now the official is going to stop play again. MHMA has had some guys dealing with some bumps and bruises so far here in the second half. They're going to stop it for a moment and have to take out a defensive lineman.
It will bring up a... I don't know what it's going to bring up. They haven't moved the ball.
Not sure why we didn't move the sticks first and 10.
I mean, that ball is a yard and a half beyond the sticks. And it is very confusing out on the field. How can we have a like a third down in negative two? I don't know. Yeah.
And now Riverside going to burn a timeout. I'll take it.
I think we should. Joseph, we're going to hope that everybody gets themselves lined up here as we take a break. 5:29 to go in the third quarter here in Atchison. We're still tied. Ravens 14, Cyclones 14.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Coming out of the timeout, ball has been set. It's at the Raven 47-yard line. The sticks have been advanced. It's going to be first down and 10. Riverside with the football going from left to right across your dial here in the third quarter. First and 10, Cyclones.
For Morehill Mount Academy, they've been on their heels a little bit on this last couple drives, basically the whole second half on defense. They got to step up and get a big stop right here.
Elijah Moore staying in the backfield. And again, he did not start when we saw him at Atchison County. Didn't start tonight. Quarterback is going to flirt over to the left side where it's going to be caught. I thought that defender was going to jump that route. Instead, it's going to be caught and picking up about 2 yards down the left side where Ravens do a nice job of defending that pass to the outside corner.
And it might have been a gain of 2 yards, but for Riverside, what they're okay with is stayed inbounds, keep the clock rolling in. I know that there's still a lot of football left, but they're looking at this as a possession-type game where they're thinking that there's only about maybe two or three possessions left in this contest.
Yeah. If they were to score here, it's going to be hard to come back and win. You'd have to have one possession to tie and another possession to take a lead, and that's going to be hard to do. Second down call, handoff, big guy. Look at him roll, 40, 35, dragging defenders down to the 32-yard line. You know what I like about Elijah Moore? He runs joyfully. I mean, he is, like, feeling good. He's happy. He's, like, bouncing back up to his feet, racing back to the huddle. He is having a good time.
You know who he reminds me of, and Chiefs fans will remember this when he was with the Chargers, is Jalen Tolbert, right? I mean, right?
Okay.
Like, just he's a hard runner. He's low to the ground. He's hard to bring down. I mean, he's fun to watch run the football.
Well, he's running it again, this time to the left side. Look at him go. He's going to pick up another 15. He's kind of gotten beyond that 4 and 5 and 6.
Yeah.
And now he's at the 13, 12, 13, 15.
Well, this is kind of what we've talked about in the past. That usually we start seeing him really start feeding him right now, and teams are starting to get worn down a little bit. And right now, this Riverside offensive line is just really getting good push off the snap.
Here come the Cyclones. Trips to the right, one to the left. All of that is just window dressing. Griffin will turn, hand off, power run up the middle to the 20, bouncing, rolling down near the 15-yard line goes Elijah Moore. This time, instead of Ryland Smith, it was Maddox Mears who was kind of plowing the road.
And again, another 7-yard gain on first down.
Okay, we're not keeping track. Elijah Moore, 120, 30 yards tonight.
Yeah, probably closer to 100 and a half, right? I mean, like, he just keeps pushing them up. And now Morehill Mount Academy has another player that's a little slow to get up, so the official's going to take a moment to bring out the training staff and get him looked at. As for Riverside, they're over here as they're continuing to huddle up around their head coach, Bryce Payton, and it's more of the same for them. And for MHMA, this is a great time to come over to the near sideline, get a little water, talk with your head coach, Zach Fredrickson. Remember, Zach was a defensive lineman, so he's kind of got that defensive mentality to him. You got to find a way to stop the linebacker, the running back in the middle. And to do that, you're going to have to get your linebackers to just start guessing, right? Fly downhill, guess where it's at, and make a play.
player's up on his feet and coming off the field under his own power, looking to be all right. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. So what you're saying is you're going to have to take a little risk. You're going to have to use an educated guess. What you also got to do, I mean, is he going to carry the ball every time? No, but Elijah Moore has carried it so much. Somebody's just got to be like, where he's going, let's go there. Yeah, let's just see if he's going left, right, and get into that hole and make a tackle on him.
Yeah, and the problem is when they're in the gun like this, he's got a 5-yard downhill run coming at you.
And they'll hand it off to Moore again, this time right side. Powers carries defenders, picks up another 12, 13, 14, and to the late marker. Way back near the first down mark, and now they're going to move the chains. The official says, oh, no, no. So this time they want to move them too quick. Before they wouldn't move them at all. Now they want to move them a little bit too quickly, as the officials are going to have to determine what this penalty is and does it impact his first down.
Chop block against Riverside. I was going to say, it came very late. Like, you talked about Elijah Moore was almost into the end zone before the official threw the flag. And so I really wasn't sure what we were going to see, but it is. A chop block against Riverside. And you talk about the one thing that could stymie a Riverside possession, it's a big penalty like that. It's going to back them up. They're still not looking at a terrible down and distance. It's only second, but second and 14.
Yep, back at the 20, maybe 3-yard line, something like that. Deep in Raven territory, 3:14, and running along here in the third quarter. Again, 3 to the right side. This time the running back is switched. They've taken Moore out of the game. Now they'll hand pitch it back to the 20, into the middle of the 15, and down right there. They have changed out running backs and have taken Elijah Moore out. And I'm sure no more reason to give him a little wind as Tyzel Harrington got that, Gary.
He's messing with the chin strap as he comes back into the ballgame. I think he just has a little bit of a helmet issue, and he comes in, he says, I'm good, let's go. And it'll be a third down for Riverside. But a great play on second down. They picked up all of the penalty yardage. Now they're back to looking at a third and 6 in what is four down territory. The ball to 15.
Now here comes Elijah Moore, having a word with Griffin, and he's going to be just to Beckham's right hand here. QB will hand off to him. Look at that huge hole. He'll bounce outside, grab by the ankle, tries to spin away. And that was a really solid tackle by Nathan Randolph back there, Gus, because Nathan had him by the ankle. And before, Elijah's just been able to pull through that. That time, he had the solid grip on there. Did not allow him to get free at his fourth down three.
They're going to get done at Amelia before us.
They are.
At the end of three quarters, Atchison leading Schlegel tonight, 49-0. So Atchison looking to tack on another Meadowlark victory here tonight.
Right to the left side is going to go Harrington. Two receivers to the right side on a fourth down, three call. Quarterback is going to keep it himself, hits the line, and he's going to lean. And look at him stretch the arm out, but does he get it? The Ravens think maybe not. Quarterback was falling to the ground, and Beckham Griffin just held the ball in his one hand and reached it forward. Did he get there?
The backside official.
No, Ravens football.
The backside official was sitting there pointing first down, and now the white hat is going to say no. And if I were Riverside, I'd say at least let's measure this, but they're not going to. What a big stand right there for the Moore Hill Man Academy defense.
And it'll be first and 10, Ravens. And just through all
of this.
Now
they're going to bring him in.
Can you bring him in after this?
Now he's motioning them away. And the white
hat. So who calls it in?
I think the far side official. He had a Riverside first down. He kept pointing first down. The white hat said no at the turnover on down. I think the far side official said let's bring him in.
But does he have the authority? Who makes the call?
He doesn't. The white hat's in charge of the
crew. Exactly. So anyway, here's the thing. It's been a rough third quarter, right, for the Ravens? And yet, it's a tie game and they've got the football back with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter.
Joseph is on this. So this is a big possession right here for MHMA. They've got the ball back, a minute and a half left here in the quarter.
Four receivers left. Wide side. QB's back. But he's going to throw right into traffic. and it's nearly picked off and incomplete up at the 40-yard line. That was about a 35-yard pass.
Yeah, and probably a better job right there by the receiver turned into a defender. Amari Shepard comes over the top of Tyzel Harrington and is able to knock the football away.
Yeah, triple covered over on that far side. Going to bring up a second down 10, MHMA, with a minute 27 to go as the clock stops off that incompletion.
Kind of wonder if we're going to start seeing something, because Tyzel Harrington, before that snap, switched sides of the field and followed Amari over there, and I'm wondering if now you're going to start seeing him just exclusively follow Amari Shepard around the field.
Well, I would think so.
Hope you're right.
Yeah, I would think so, because who's got your two touchdown passes today?
He's going to follow him back over.
Wide to the left side. Here we go. QB's going to roll wide side this time. He could run. And Will Tuck come up the field, gets a little block, walks the tightrope, and gets hit pretty far out of bounds along the near side. Let's see what they're going to mark Luke's advance to be. Seabrook will pick up a first down, and the Ravens are going to move to six.
Nice
Here's
job.
What happens. When he rolled out there, the defense kind of dropped back, and he realized, I got a little room here. Picked up a nice block from the guy in front of him, who's kind of the outlet safety valve receiver, and he makes a nice block, and Luke turns it up the field. First and 10, Ravens at their own 21.
Well, so many times the quarterback gets out of the pocket, and they just want to fire the ball in and squeeze it in. Great job by Luke to realize I can pick up some good yardage.
Everybody in tight on his first down call. They're going to sweep to the left side, putting his head down, getting beyond the 25-yard line, after on the 26, maybe 27-yard line goes James Peltzer. Good to see James out there, because he got dinged up a little bit earlier, and he's still gingerly walking around in the backfield.
That tackle for Riverside is going to be credited to Thorin Hurst, a freshman, and really what happened was he got blocked into the back and thrown into the ball carrier, so when it was all said and done, it worked. For Morehill Mount Academy, they're now looking at a second and 7. 45 seconds left here in the third quarter. They're racing up there.
Dulac is going to go wide to the right side, single receiver. Going to go wide to the left for the Ravens. They'll fill a slot right. Running backs on either side of quarterback Luke Siebert. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Second down, 7 call. Now they're moving the receivers.
They're moving when it was.
Yeah. See, they asked the slot man to the right side to come across, and they just took too much time.
Well, they're going to catch him for a delay, but it's what happened was, you were on to it. James Peltzer got sent in motion, and I don't think he felt comfortable with it. It was late enough in. He kind of got pushed forward. It was a mess. So with 28 seconds left down here in the third quarter, it's now a second and 12, and the official's going to go ahead and roll that clock. 28:25 left here in the quarter. This could be the last play of the third quarter.
Raven seemed a little confused still in the backfield, because the left halfback doesn't seem like he's quite certain what's transpiring out here.
Luke now looks back at the score clock, and I think they're asking,
can they run it down?
I have to snap this football. I don't think they're interested in it.
We're not getting any count, and that's going to do it. Third quarter's in the book here in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be back with the fourth. It is going to be a fantastic finish. Riverside 14, Morehill Mount Academy 14.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John. Download our app, earn free food.
Going to the fourth quarter at Guy Galley Field. Morehill Mount Academy coming into the ballgame at 2-1. Riverside coming into the ballgame at 2-1.
Do you realize they have something in common?
What's that?
Both of their losses came to Jackson Heights. In week one, Riverside was home with Jackson Heights and lost 35-7. 2 weeks ago, Morehill Mount Academy went to Jackson Heights and lost 55-0. So,
yeah, but if you're playing Jackson Heights, you're probably losing, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, Jackson Heights has just been a machine so far here in the 24th season.
Going to the fourth quarter here this evening, and again, it's really don't know where the officials are. What's taking them so much time? They got to put a new needle on that phonograph. Here we go. I think they're getting the teams back out of the field now, getting set to go to the fourth quarter, where it's going to be a second down and 11 for the Ravens. The ball going to be back at their own 20-yard line. Here we go with the first play of the fourth quarter. MHMA left to right across your dial in the fourth. Luke Siebert, the snap. Looks right, throws right. ISO pass caught. 35, 40, 45. Up to midfield. Cross midfield. Down to the 48-yard line. That was a brilliant play, and Owen Dulac with a great run.
Yeah, Owen did a great job of catching that ball, getting across the field, and then covering it up as that defender came over his shoulder trying to knock it away. Great job by Owen Dulac on that play.
Kind of old John Flynn play, running that little ISO across the middle like that, splitting that defense and getting that man open on a slant. Here we go, first and 10 at the 48-yard line. Ravens are across midfield early in the fourth. Pass over to the near side, and it's going to be through the hands of the intended receiver. Gus, Luke just put a little too much mustard on that one.
Yeah, that time he stepped back and fired it pretty hot over there to the right side.
Is that still a term, too much mustard on the... No?
I don't think I've used it, at least recently.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that I'm getting dated, so watch it.
You're not getting any younger. Second down to 10. Ravens across midfield at the Riverside 48. 11.5 to go into ball game. We are tied at 14.
Jackson Heights dispatches McLeod tonight 57-0, and so they hold on to having only given up 7 points through 4 weeks.
That's about the average score, isn't it, for them? Here's a pass over to the left side, and it's going to go incomplete, and Luke Siebert was... He was just kind of running for his life. Saw James Pelcher out there, and that made James a receiver in the, quote, in the vicinity of the football.
What happened was Siebert rolls to the right. Nobody's open. He realizes that Pelcher had kind of come loose on the left side. That was going to be a tough pass all the way back across the field, back across your body. And if you're not wearing 15, it makes it that much harder. And so, again, it'll stop the clock with 11:31 left here in the fourth quarter. It will now be a third and 10, and MHMA motion the guy out. Now they're going to tuck him back in the backfield.
That's going to be Jace Campbell. Now he'll step up on the line, and time is ticking. Third down and long, and the Ravens are going to burn another timeout because they just aren't ready to go. Taking a break, Joseph. Still 11.5 to go in the game. Moore Hillmount Academy in Riverside still tied at 14.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job. It's a tradition.
All right, welcome back to Guy Dally Field. The Ravens have come out very quickly. Now out over to football, they seem to have the plan, and the defense for Riverside is running out, taking their positions. Four down, linemen on the defensive front. Ravens looking into third down, 10. Cyclone 48. Siebert gets a snap at the knees, drops back, looks right, now throwing deep downfield. That's what they scored on before, and that's a pass interference that does not get called. Just a little incidental contact.
Yeah, that ball was about 7 yards out of the reach of Owen Dulac. And that time, Luke Siebert went back to the well, right? That's the play he scored on first drive. Again, I love the way he throws that ball, gets it high, gets plenty of air underneath it, allow his receiver a chance to run under it. But that time, Dulac got a little caught up with some of the defenders and just couldn't get down there. Now, MHMA with a decision to make. It's taken a lot of time already. It's now 4th and 10.
And they're going to go for it. The punter is going to drop off the punt position and run over to a receiver on the right side. Siebert looking to take the snap on a 4th down call. hoping to confuse the defense, and now the clock is clicking again. They're counting this thing down. Fourth down, 10. Snap is at the ankle. Siebert's going to pick it up. He's going to be hit. He's going to be buried. He's going to lose about five. That was not what I think was supposed to happen.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's not what you drew up. That time, the defensive tackle, Josh King, came blowing through and really messed up that play. I think what you were trying to do is some kind of a reverse in the backfield because you had two receivers that came together at the same time, and the quarterback just couldn't get rid of it. Anyway, it's a play that took too long to develop. He tried to rush it around, and it's going to be a turnover on down. So, for Morehill Mount Academy, on a possession that started on a huge turnover on down, they'll now give the ball back to Riverside in MHMA territory.
First and 10, Cyclones. Griffin, the quarterback, Moore, the running back. Another lateral over to the right side. It's going to be caught at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage and run up the right side, slow down to the 45, breaks the tackle to the 40, and going to be very close to a first down, picking up about nine. And again, because Riverside, it kind of scares me. If one of those ever gets away, that is a live football. If the officials are watching closely enough to realize that it was a lateral.
Well, thank you, Joseph. Got a final from Amelia.
Hey, there it is. Phoenix over the Stallions tonight, 49-8. So congratulations, Coach Smith. Hey, well, we're now the officials are having another huddle over to football. They've sent the teams back to the side, and we're going to
play her down on the far side.
Oh, over there, just out of bounds.
Right. Yep, right on the far sideline.
Well, by the way, it's a great opportunity for us to remind you that you're enjoying high school football tonight here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Family day tomorrow at Benedictine College. It's family weekend. There are people from all over out here tonight. You know who's going to be here tomorrow? Tanner Zimmerman's grandparents.
Okay.
So they're going to be coming in from Idaho. But you didn't know that. I didn't. Did you know he was born and raised in Idaho?
Really?
Yeah. Moved to Olathe when he was a teenager. His dad worked for the railroad.
Okay.
Got transferred. Yeah. So, yeah, he's an Idahoan, I guess. Is that what they are?
So, for the Phoenix and head coach Jim Smith, they moved to 3-1 on this season. And next week, they're going to be at Washington. And how about in 2 weeks, we just make the short roadie over to Topeka. No, excuse me. We're not going to Topeka.
Not yet.
It's going to be here in 2 weeks.
Is it? I thought it was there.
According to the schedule online, it's going to be in Atchison in 2 weeks. So we'll have to check into that.
We need to. There's a handoff in the left side of the line for Riverside, picking up 2 or 3 yards on a first down carry. We should ask Mr. Lukenhoff. He'll know where it's at. I will depend and trust fully whatever he tells me. Gain of about 4, second down, half a dozen at the Raven 32-yard line. If there was any ebb or any flow to this game, it's ebbed and flowed away from here some time ago now. It's just kind of a struggle for both teams with 10.5 to go. That's a lot of football time left. Riverside with the ball in this tie game. Even at 14, second down, half a dozen. QB back, rolling, throwing, downfield, and it's badly off the target, incomplete.
Yeah, his guy was running down the field. He threw well short of him, and when he tried to come back, just lost his footing coming back, and it'll fall incomplete, and I know this makes you crazy.
No,
I know where you're going before
I'm just there.
You keep running the ball well. You're running the ball downhill. You're really picking up chunks at a time, and then you turn around and try to throw one.
How many times do we see this?
I know you're trying to keep the defense honest, but there's no reason to keep them honest with this front line that's just been bowling over people. Brody Huff, Maddox Mears, Caleb Catron, Josh King, and Rylan Smith over there at that right tackle.
Yeah, those guys will keep them honest. Third down, 6. Now we're going to the bread and butter. The big man bounces outside. Stiff arms and breaks through a defender. Runs over 2, 3, 4, 5 defenders down to the 25-yard line. He's got a first down, maybe.
He's going to be maybe a yard short. That time, it looked like there was nothing there. He then puts on a stiff arm, then runs over a guy, then has three guys jump on him as he continues to plow forward, and they're going to say he's shy of the yardage necessary. And actually, it's going to maybe be yard and a half short. It's going to be fourth and a long yard.
9.5 minutes to go. Fourth down, and you know.
Is there any question here?
No. And you know what's going to happen. You know who's going to run it. You know what's going to go on. Just outside the Raven 25-yard line. Cyclones with the ball on the fourth down. Quarterback Griffin is going to be up under center. Takes the snap, keeps it himself, but nobody moved because the official stopped the play. Now they're going to come up, and is there a penalty, or is there just a official's discussion among themselves? I saw no flag go sailing, and the officials are sending the team to the sideline.
No,
they're going to send Elijah off.
Saying he's missing a mouthpiece, or it's something. They keep pointing to
He's having trouble with his chin strap or something. He's had that earlier, remember? So Elijah out of the ball game.
If I were Riverside, I'd maybe burn a timeout just to get him back in for the fourth and one.
Well, instead, they're going to let the quarterback carry it. He did that a moment ago, and he's going to carry it here, bouncing outside. He's going to be hit, breaks the tackle, picks up the first down. You don't think so?
Penalty marker.
Oh, the marker in the backfield. It's going to go against Riverside. I tell you what, they had Beckham Griffin caught behind the line of scrimmage, and he was able just to, because he's big and strong, just pull himself free of the defender, bounced to the outside and turned it up. And here's your penalty. It is holding, and again, we talked about, I call it the kryptonite for the running offense of Riverside. Chase Hewins getting jammed up out there, and here's what's going to happen now. You're going to get Elijah Moore in. It's going to be fourth and 11, and this is just about the outside of what he's good for, you know, on a typical carry, about 10 or 11.
Well, now he starts into the ball game, and the coach is going to say, no, just stay over here. And Riverside taking a lot of time, and they're going to go ahead and utilize the timeout to talk about it.
Here we go. Taking a break, Joseph, at 9:20 to go in the game. We're still tied. Ravens, Riverside, even at 14.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive-through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
We'll be here. Guy Galley Field. Atchison, Kansas. 14-14 ball game at 9:20 to play. Ravens are already back out of the field, and the Cyclones utilizing the timeout, bringing their offense out. They'll be looking at a fourth down and 11, and it is no Elijah Moore out of the field. It's going to be Mason Hayes. He's about, what, Gus, 85 pounds smaller? He's going to roll back. Quarterback is back to throw, looking deep over the middle, and it is going to be incomplete at the 15-yard line. A receiver with four defenders around him, Tyzel Harrington. Just, you know what a dice looks like when you've got the five, there's a dot in the middle, and there's dots on each corner. That's what that looked like, because Tyzel was like the dot in the middle, and on each corner all around him was a defender going down the field. It was going to be super difficult for him to have been able to make any kind of a play on that ball.
So for Riverside, another big possession ended by penalty.
And the Ravens are going to get the offense back on the field with 9 minutes to go.
Now this, let's say it, this is the possession for Morehill Mount Academy, because they've got to do something with it, because they may not see it again in regulation.
Potentially correct, yeah. Moving to the left side. Quarterback is back. Now he's thinking about running. Now he's going to step up and get bumped out of bounds and right back about the line of scrimmage as one of the officials takes a tumble. They'll help him to his feet. And
so can
he's
I say,
not exactly the youngest guy out there to be rolling around on the ground.
I know the problem with the official going down is now nobody has a good spot on where he goes out. So they're going to say 2 yards on the play. Let's call it second and 8 for Morehill Mount Academy. And again, they're going to take a lot of time over here on the near sideline getting the play call from the coaching staff. Now they're going to walk it in.
Okay, Derek Ebanks in the game. Owen Dulac going to be at the tailback spot. Now the Ravens are going to have five guys shifting at the same time. They're running into each other. They're all confused. They're counting down the officials. Quarterback gets the snap. Looks to his left, nothing. Looks to his right now, running for his life. Throws the ball downfield, and it is going to be about 5 yards short of the intended receiver, Amari Shepherd, incomplete third down.
You can't tell me that everybody was set for a full second before that ball was snapped.
Anybody was set before the ball for a second.
But you look at Coach Frederickson's coaching staff.
Oh, yeah.
Defensive lineman, defensive end, safety.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I mean, got a lot of guys that played college football. They all played on the wrong side of the football.
Zach wasn't on the Zach's on the offensive side, buddy.
Nose tackle.
Nose, okay. Well, they're going to need a little offense here. Tied at 14, 8:50 to go. Third down, 8. And again, taking our time. Snap. QB's back, looking right, throws that ISO, and it's off the hand of the receiver, off the hand of a defender, off the hand of another receiver, and on the ground.
Touched four different guys as that ball went through. Then the first guy, possibly the actual intended receiver, was Owen Dulac. When it was all said and done, you had a guy a little further down the field who kind of was surprised the ball was coming up on him. And now MHMA looking at what it has to be a punt, right?
Well, I don't know. They're coming over talking. They're calling a play. Offense is going to stay out here. Ravens are thinking like you're thinking. This is a desperation possession, and if they don't do something with it here, they're maybe not going to get another chance. So on a fourth down and really long, fourth down 8 at their own 38, they're going to leave the offense out of the field. Crucial play. This is a pivotal game play, and now the Ravens are going to take another timeout. I didn't know they had any left. Taking a break, Joseph. We're at 8:50 to go in the ball game. Still tied at 14.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
We're back here at Guy Galley Field in Atchison, Kansas. High school football on a Friday night here on CARE Radio. Stick around. The high school football scoreboard show coming up after this. They're going to have a lot of things to talk about.
They're going to be halfway done by the time we kick it to them.
No. No, it will be halfway done.
Well, we did, I guess, last Saturday when we were headed to Davenport, didn't we hear them signing off?
Yeah. Well, we were just crossing a bridge.
Okay.
So. 5 a.m.
No, hey, it's always a good road trip.
To give those guys grief. It's good stuff.
It's always a good road trip when you're headed north on 35 before the sun comes up.
Oh, right? Yeah. Absolutely. So here we go. Let's see what they're going to do. Raymond's coming out of the timeout, and they still, do they look undecided to you, or is it just?
A lot of guys still looking at armbands, and now you got a receiver. There's a lot of uncertainty about this.
Let's see what's going to happen. They got James Pelzer out there. Poor James is kind of hopping a little bit. He's got a sore ankle here last little bit. Motion will go over to the left side. Fourth down, 8 call. Ravens inside their own 40-yard line. QB snaps. Going to give it to Pelzer. Now they're going to reverse it back around to the right side. It's going to be a halfback pass. They're going to throw it downfield looking for the quarterback, and it's going to be batted away. They were trying to get it back to the quarterback, and the defender slaps it to the ground.
This is the play they were trying to run on the last fourth down. Remember when Luke Siebert got hit in the backfield, but two guys were coming together, and you could tell that there was a lot of action happening? That was the play. They must really like it because now they've run it twice and weren't successful either time. So a turnover on downs will give Riverside the ball, but if you're MHMA, the advantage is, even if you give up a touchdown, I think it's just too short of a field for Riverside to be able to take 8 minutes off this clock.
Well, here's the next thing for Riverside. They've had so many opportunities and still only 2 touchdowns today. They've had a bunch of possessions. So the Ravens have been able one way or another, whether by themselves or with Riverside's help with penalties, they've been able to stymie this Cyclone offense, holding it to two scores.
Three turnover on downs, a fumble, a blocked punt, half, and one touchdown tonight.
Keeping Hull into the right side, and front of the ball is going to be Mason Hayes. Good down to the 30-yard line, so he'll get about 7 on the first down run.
So for Riverside right here, they're getting ready to start their 9th possession. I really call it their 8th because they had the one right before half where they had, 6 seconds before half. So for the Cyclones, looking to get something to happen. They've moved the ball up and down the field well all night. They have to be huge numbers on total yardage, but just penalties have come back to bite them.
Moore and Hayes in the ball game. Moore is in the block. Hayes carries the ball, breaks the tackle, gets inside the 20-yard line, down to the 17. It'll be a first and 10 on about an 18, 19-yard run by Mason Hayes. And Elijah Moore, while he doesn't touch the ball, Gus, he is still a big part of that play as he's got that block going down.
Yeah, he was the lead blocker right there. Mason Hayes did a great job of slow playing it into the line and waiting for that that blocking to develop out front of him. Then he saw that little bit of a gap to the right and was able to pick up great yardage all the way down to, let's call it the 15-yard line where it will be first and 10.
Raven offense has got to be getting a little bit weary. QB will take the snap, hand off, same play to the left side, and this time, big collision, keeping his feet, holding his balance, and finally, never being thrown to the ground. The Ravens are finally able to stop the forward progress because of Mason Hayes. They never got him on the ground. He's down to the 12, giving him about 5 or 6 more yards. 7:20.
So right now, on this possession, we are seeing Mason Hayes as being the featured back, and Elijah Moore is playing more of that fullback role, right? He has been the lead blocker.
What about the criteria for Coach Payton is as to which guy is going to be the feature back on any given possession? It seems like a possession belongs to a running back. Here we go on a third down at about 5. They're going to call it. QB will take it. Now they'll go to the big man. He'll just run right into the heart of the defense. He didn't even have any blocking in front of him. He just runs right into him, drags them all with him, and advances the ball.
Troy knocking off Horton tonight, 44-6. And how about Sabetha hanging on to beat Royal Valley, 7-6.
Going to bring up a third down and, 3 for Riverside, ball on the Raven 10-yard line. 6 minutes to go in the game. Receivers wide to the right side. That is going to be Hughes. Quarterback Beckham Griffin takes the snap. Broken play. Now a late pitch. Man's into the backfield. Breaks away. Reverses direction. Now makes a pitch back to the quarterback. He's hit, spun around, and down, and a loss of yardage to the 15-yard line. That play was a disaster.
That thing went south quickly. And when it's all said and done, Riverside has to be thankful that they held on to the ball because that risky late pitch, if you're not Tommy Frazier, you shouldn't be trying it. Tommy Frazier played for this one team who used to be good up in the state of Nebraska. Now they play on like Thursday and Friday night.
We're going to hang on to it right here. We're going to get another timeout. It's going to be taken by Riverside. Here's the deal. These teams, usually we end a game, each team gets 3 timeouts in each half, and sometimes we see none of them, maybe 1 or 2, but I'm going to say we're going to get a dozen of them used here tonight. These teams have had lots of conversation, and after that loss of yardage and that not pretty play, Cyclones are still looking at a 4th down, and I'm going to call it 8. It's almost 9, but let's call it 4th down and 8 at the Raven 14-yard line. Now, if you got a kicker, you kick to take a lead, but we have seen no indication that that's on the mind of either of these coaching staffs.
Yeah, Harry Balky's not here tonight, so
he's not here. We'll see him tomorrow.
Leave the offense is on the field. We're going to talk about this here in just a second after this play.
Okay. They are going to go for a field goal. Check it out. Here we go. Chase Hewens is in to kick. It'll be held by the quarterback, so you always have to have that in the back of your mind. It'll be held by Blake Griffin. We're going to spot it down on the 20. It is a 30-yard field goal effort. Can Hewens knock it through from 30? Left hash mark. It is placed. It is down. It is up. It is wide right. It is no good. Plenty high, plenty long, but about 8 or 10 feet wide right.
When was the last time we saw a missed field goal?
When was the last time we've seen a field goal effort on a high school level? Not much. 5:24 to go in the ball game. We are still tied at 14.
Got to rewind to probably like an Aiden Battle type field goal.
Yeah, 100%. He would have hit that.
He's hitting lots of field goals right now for Butler. So
here we go. The Ravens get another opportunity to thrill this homecoming crowd.
For Morehill Mount Academy, this is only going to be their second possession of the fourth quarter, coming at the 5:24 mark. Again, they could go down and score right here and really ice this thing up.
The next team to score wins. I don't think there's any question about this. Points so hard to come by in this game. Everybody's shifting. Again, they're going to move five men simultaneously, the Ravens will. Coming to the line of scrimmage, going four wide to the left side, the wide side. Single man to the right. Quarterback, Siebert, back to throw. Looking right. Now steps up, going to throw late, and it's going to be incomplete. And at the 25-yard line, the intended receiver takes a hard shot.
Yeah, Amari Shepherd went high to try to catch it. Ty Zell Harrington came in and said, hey, think about that next time you extend up for a pass. Real quick, let's talk about the Royals tonight. They lost to Atlanta 3-0, but in the top of the eighth, Baltimore leads Minnesota 5-0. If Baltimore wins, the Royals can pop champagne tonight as they'll be into the playoffs.
Is that how you want to do it?
The magic number was 1. Either a win would have got you in or a Minnesota loss will get you in.
Second down, 10. Ravens at their own 16-yard line. Quarterback Luke Siebert. Back to throw. Looking, chased. He's going the wrong way. Back near the goal line. Now going to throw on the run. And he's got to throw it over to the track behind the Riverside bench because the pressure by Elijah Moore. Is there a name that we have said tonight more than Elijah?
Tony, he has been phenomenal tonight. Running the football, playing defense. Pretty much anything his team has asked him to do. And now, with 5:09 left here in the ball game, in regulation?
In
regulation! Oh, here we go. It will be a 3rd and 10 for Morehill Mount Academy. And I'm going to tell you, I do not think they're in 4-down territory.
I would think that they would be looking to punt it away if this is not a successful play at picking up a 1st down. Here we go. Ravens from the 16 on a 3rd down 10. Snap. QB looking left. Now, rolls out, hit back near the goal line, keeps his feet, directed traffic. Now he's just going to throw it deep. And he's got a man, and it's caught and dropped at the 40-yard line, in and out of the hands of his intended receiver across midfield. Gus, I thought he had that.
Did for a second, but as the ball started to come down, Chase Hewins, the safety, maybe made a little contact to jar that thing loose, and for Morehill Mount Academy, talk about a play you'd like to have back, but now it's going to be 4th down, and I feel like you've got to punt this thing away.
That gave this homecoming crowd a little gasp right there. Inside 5 minutes to play, 4:57 to go. Will the Ravens be punting it away? They're huddling up at the 10.
They're huddling. I'm not so sure they're going to just leave the offense out here.
And they are. Ravens are going to go 4th and 10 at their own 16-yard line in a tie game. Siebert.
You got to kick it.
Little quick kick, goes back and boots it away. Oh, that was a pretty nice little kick. It's going to bound at the 50, and it's going to be down at the 47, at the Raven 47. It kind of kicked back a little bit. So for Riverside, lots of time and not that far to go at the Raven 47-yard line. 4:45 left in the game. We're tied still at 14 here.
We also learned something on that last possession by Riverside. I would go for another field goal if that's what it took to maybe win the game, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
It was high enough. It was long enough. He just pushed it. If I were Riverside and I got down there and we're running low on time, wouldn't have a problem trying to kick one.
He certainly got leg enough. We saw that.
So, for Riverside, this will be now their 3rd possession of the 4th quarter. 10th possession of the night, their last possession ended with a missed field goal. But they're going to start this in MHMA territory.
Here they come. Cyclones coming up over the ball. On the left side of the quarterback is going to be Mason Hayes. On the right side, he's Elijah Moore. Hayes will take the handoff, follows Moore. Goes right side, 45-40. Cuts back toward the middle and down at the 37-yard line. He's going to pick up about 11 and move the sticks first and 10 at Riverside.
Coming over to make the stop on the play for Moorhill Mount Academy. It was going to be the free safety, Owen Dulac. Owen out there, a senior for the Ravens.
Here's the deal. Elijah Moore is such an impact guy. Carry the ball. He's not carrying, he's blocking. You're following him. He is responsible for so many of these yards. First and 10. From the right hash mark, Cyclones have the ball. The game is tied. This time it's going to be handed to Elijah. Puts his head down. He's going to be grabbed. Just drags guys with him. If you grab him around the, you know, the torso and try to pull him back, it's not going to work. But finally, Deron Dikumbi.
Now, there is a penalty marker that came in right at the very end of that play.
Right? We've got a player who's a little slow to get up down here, and tell you what, while they're attending to him, and we'll see what any penalty is, we're going to take a timeout. Chisholm, taking a break, what do you say? It's 4:11 to go. Still tied here at 14.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Go, first and 10 coming out of the timeout. Handoff is going to go to Elijah Moore. Bounces outside to the 25-20, 15. Runs over a guy at the 10. Down he goes to the 5-yard line, leaving a wake of defenders on the ground behind him.
That time just a nice, tough run right there by the big junior running back, Elijah Moore. And you take a look at the scoring tonight for Riverside. They have 14 points. Both of those are Elijah Moore touchdowns. He has a 12-yard run tonight, a 15-yard run, and that one is going to set his team up with a first and goal on the 6th.
3:50 to go in the ballgame. So, for these two teams, two touchdowns apiece, both touchdowns for each team to score by the same guy. One team has scored two on the air, one team has scored two on the ground. It's all a matter of how you go about doing it. And right now, threatening. Penalty markers sail prior to the snap. And it's going to be against the offense. Delay of game, Riverside.
It's not the worst penalty in the world, right? So now you're first and goal. Instead of at the 6, you are back to the 11. But you're also going to be able to run a little more time if you don't get in.
3:50 to play.
But for Moorhill Mount Academy, they don't need time to score, right? We've seen this quick strike offense in that first possession of the ball game took 51 seconds, and they saw Luke hit Amari Shepard for a touchdown. They had a long play that they didn't quite connect on just moments ago, so they have a lot of big play opportunities.
Handoff is going to go to the big man. He's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, Riverside. And I'm going to tell you what, Elijah Moore not only showed me explosive speed, Gus, but he showed me great peripheral vision as he was able to pick his way through, change directions, angle into the end zone, and go in upright. And at 3:45 to play, Riverside has its first lead tonight. And back into the game, looking for the point after, that's going to be Chase Ewens. Chase, looking it over. Beckham Griffin, they're going to be holding it. Ravens put a little pressure on, and the kick is away just in time, and it will be successful, and we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, with only 3:45 to go in homecoming 2024. Ravens going to have a big comeback effort in front of them, and it's Riverside 21, Ravens 14.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Guy Valley Field, where the home team tonight is going to have a big comeback. As we're late in the ball game with 3 minutes and 45 to go in for the first time tonight. Riverside is taking a lead, getting set to kick it away out in front, 21-14. Joseph in the studio, Gus with me here, Tom Counson. Chase Ewens is going to put a toe to this thing. Ravens have a single man, and that's the deepest we've seen a Raven return man. Is they're going to go back with single guy back to the 10-yard line. Now we're going to get a football in. That's something helpful, right? They use a different ball to kick off, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, typically.
So here we go. Stepping it off, backing away is going to be Chase Ewens. He's a right-foot kicker. His left foot is all spatted up a little bit. And here's the advance, and there's the boot. It is end-over-end, and it'll bound at the 20, taking off a hop at the 15, up the right side to the 30, hit and down at the 36-yard line. That was a good individual tackle, kind of a pile-drive tackle. We've got a marker way across the field in front of the Riverside bench. Now, usually that's going to be a blocking penalty against the return team, but we'll wait and let the officials share with us.
Holding against Morehill Mount Academy.
Holding called against the Ravens.
So we'll let that thing get assessed, and the Ravens are going to have, what, about 3.5 minutes to try to come from behind and for MHMA, it's been a while since they put anything on the board.
Yeah, you have to go back to the first half, right? They scored that touchdown with 6 seconds left in the first half. That was the six-yard pass from Siebert to Shepard in the back corner of the end zone. Your jump ball.
All right, they're going to get this thing marked off, and for MHMA, first and 10, they're operating at their own 30-yard line. 70 yards to go, 3.5 minutes to get there. Siebert, still running back on his right side, back to throw. Chase out of the pocket, rolling, looking, throws late into the middle of the field, and it's nearly picked off and completed.
He's out of bounds.
He was way out of bounds, but
yeah, there we go. So he's going to be sacked back there for a loss. No. Yeah, they're going to say a sack on the play, a loss of 2 because he stepped out of bounds before he was able to throw the football.
So it is going to be a loss of a couple, but it's going to stop the clock.
So now it'll bring up a 2nd and 12 with 3:31 left here in the game. Morehill Mount Academy trailing by 7.
Going to have that. I'm going to call this pretty much an umbrella defense. 17 yards down from the line of scrimmage, you got a line of 4 defenders from sideline to sideline, just trying to stop that home run play. Ravens have shown an ability to score like that. QB's back. Now he's going to step up and run. There comes the markers. And nice run by Siebert, who got really speared, and there comes the penalty. You don't think so?
Not at all. Hit him right in the shoulders.
I thought that it was helmets, but no?
That's why Luke jumped up quickly, and he kind of rolls that right shoulder a little bit as he was going down.
We got 2 penalties, one at the backfield, one at the point of tackle.
So they're going to offset. We're going to have a penalty on the tackle. We're going to have a penalty as a hold. Should offset and replay 2nd down.
There's the holding on the offense. Illegal helmet contact on the defense.
Yeah.
And they'll offset. So not a lot of time has elapsed. We're still 3:22 to play.
And we started this game 3 minutes early.
Yeah. And we're bearing down on 10 o'clock. 2nd down. MHMA. They trail by a touchdown. Cyclones looking for their third win of the year. Ravens looking for their third win of the year. Each one coming in tonight at 2-1. Morgan Mount Academy quarterback Luke Siebert claps out the signal. The snap at the ankle rolls left this time. He's typically gone right. Now he will keep the ball, run with it, and pick up five. And the ball pops out. It's on the ground at the 35-yard line. Was he down prior to the fumble? And they are going to say no. The Ravens have turned it over. I'm sure. 3:15 to go. And now if you're Riverside Gus, the Ravens, again, we are speculating, but they may well be out of timeouts at this point. So it's going to go to the 35-yard line. And first and 10, Riverside.
Okay. I'm going to flip you there. And four, Riverside, you're what, like two first downs away from being able to end
this game? Maybe one if there's no timeouts left. Yeah, first and 10 at the Raven 35-yard line. Elijah Moore will handle it. He starts into the middle, slows down, gets piled up inside the 35, giving maybe 2 yards. That's one of his shorter carries of the game. The stop for the Ravens. That's going to be our Daron Duncombe. So Daron getting credit for the tackle.
So a nice little run right there.
Uh-huh, that's good. So we are at Amelia.
We are.
Sweetness.
Compared to every schedule we've seen that says we were not,
we are.
Hey. So it's a couple weeks away. We'll get there. So a nice little run on first down. We're down to 2:35 and rolling left in this contest. And Riverside is looking back, waiting for the official to start counting down.
QB will hand off to the second guy. And, again, rumbling in is going to be Elijah Moore. Big bear hug tumbling to the ground. And it's going to be a gain of another yard or two. But they're going to be able to take this thing down to a little over a minute and a half to go. Noah Rapplinger coming up with a stop. Noah, one of the seniors on this team for Coach Fredrickson.
I'm proud of Noah right there on that tackle, right? He's obviously been watching more Miami football than Florida State.
Easy.
Florida State doesn't tackle anybody, but
easy.
Great play right there. It's going to bring up 3rd and 6 for the Cyclones with 1:50 left.
Chuck's here tonight. I talked with him before the game. It's always good to see the family getting to come up and watch some of the games. And they'll pass over the middle, one-handed, and nearly intercepted. Reaching out with one hand, the receiver. It was out of his reach, but he tips it in the air, and a diving effort for the Ravens. Nearly picked up by Amari Shepherd, but it's incomplete. The Cyclones have thrown that interception. Coach Payton would have just been very, very frustrated, man.
He probably is a little frustrated right now, right? With 1:41 in a stopped clock.
And fourth down.
Now you're looking at fourth down, right?
So you are going to have to either pick up 7 or you're going to give the ball back. Just when you thought you were going to salt this thing away, here comes quarterback Griffin. He'll wrap around. No, he's going to keep it himself. Boots to the outside, hit at the line of scrimmage, down to the 30. The Ravens are going to have their offense back on the field. So for MHMA, another opportunity, a glimmer of hope. With 1:35 to go, Ravens on their own 30-yard line are going to go 1st and 10. Didn't see the pass coming. I'm just going to be real candid with you here.
Yeah, because if you don't throw the ball, even if you don't pick up the first down, you at least run it down.
You're inside a minute.
Yeah, inside a minute, and you force MHMA to have to speed things up. Now, if you remember way back to the end of the first half, this is kind of the scenario that MHMA had, that they were able to fly down the field and score that 6-yard touchdown pass to Amari Shepherd.
Again, for Riverside, you've got 4 defenders stretched from sideline to sideline, and they are 17 yards deep in the line of scrimmage, just short of the 50. Ball snap back. Quarterback goes back and picks it up on a knee, and he's down back at the 20-yard line. So the Ravens are going to lose 10, and the clock keeps running. They're going to have to hustle up here a little bit. A bad snap, and Luke has to go to a knee, and now the play is coming in from the near sideline really, really slowly. And here comes Siebert going into the into the huddle, and they've taken a half a minute off this clock, not having a play ready. Snap. Siebert's back. Pass over the middle. I said ISO pass. It's worked real well, and it was well defended, and the ball's going to pop out. Is it incomplete?
They're going to say, I don't know. This near side official is calling it a catch and a fumble. I think there's a lot of confusion as to what happened.
Well, what isn't confusing is the Raven who made the catch got popped really hard. The ball dislodged, and they're going to give him a little bit of a look out of the field. And it's going to give the officials, it's going to buy them some time to try to decide what has happened. Was it a catch?
It's a fumble.
Yep. Catch and a fumble. So the ball's going to go back to Riverside with 56 seconds left in the game.
So for MHMA, it's going to be a tough way to end the ball game. Your last two possessions, you had shots at it, you're going to fumble the ball away. And for Riverside, they're going to be able to run the ball twice, get out of here with a big victory. And for Morehill Mount Academy, circle the wagons a little bit.
Yep, and the Ravens have come out of this game banged up. I mean, there have been a bunch of guys who have gotten bumped and bruised as the evening has worn on. And the diamond formation being set up here by the Cyclones, who are going to escape with a dub tonight. Final score here this evening. It is Riverside 21, Morehill Mount Academy 14, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College drive summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Back at Dine Valley Field, wrapping up this homecoming game here. As the Ravens come up short to a Riverside team, Gus, that it went back and forth, and then it went forth and back, and the Ravens jumped out of the first play of the game, got up 7-0. Riverside comes back, ties it up at 7. Last play of the half, the Ravens, another passing touchdown, and they lead at halftime 14-7, but only points scored in the second half. One in the third, one late in the fourth by Riverside. They tied it at 14, and then it went right down to the last couple of minutes. But the Cyclones win it 21-14. Three touchdowns for Elijah Moore for Riverside. Two touchdown passes from Siebert to Shepherd for the Ravens, accounting for their points.
Yeah, both these teams went back and forth, right? Morehill Mount Academy overcame a handful of things, and they were able to keep right into it. They had two shots late in the ball game, just ended up fumbling those possessions away. And for Riverside, they struggled at times, too. They were able to move the ball up and down the field, but weren't able to get in the end zone. Give a lot of credit to the MHMA defense. And when it was all said and done, Riverside comes away with a hard-fought game tonight. They're going to move to 3-1 MHMA will fall to 2-2.
And tomorrow we're going to be up at Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine campus with 12:45 pregame at a 1 o'clock kickoff, as it is family weekend at Benedictine and a huge game in the South Division of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Ravens playing host to Baker University. Join us for that one. I guarantee it's going to be a great one. That's it. Final score again here today. Riverside coming from behind to win it 21-14 over the Ravens until we reach you tomorrow. For Joseph at the Care Sports Studio and Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.